It's Monday, April 27th. The year is 2020, 187 days out from the election. And the globalist coup against America and President Trump and against you and your family is live. This is the guide, the globalist guide to crushing the United States forever.
If you are a globalist technocrat,
I wish I could say that we're halfway through, but I don't think so. It takes time to make a vaccine. There's a lot about the disease we don't understand. We know that we can get out of this, but it's going to be a while before things go back to normal.
Media stooge.
But I don't want to hear from those people who are out there protesting with guns, right? And that is threatening, a threatening look for people. You're protesting with guns. Don't criticize people who are taking a knee for at a ball game and entertainment things. Like, I don't want people protesting at a ball game. When people who are peacefully protest, don't give me that. When you're out there protesting with guns and saying, I want to get back to work. I want my liberty.
Even a low-level power-mad politician.
Untold numbers who gassed up on the way here or grabbed a bite on the way home. We know that this rally endangered people.
Reveling in the prospect of order out of chaos, how can you do your part to assist in the demise of an entire country on forced lockdown due to the Chinese control of virus? Well, this is a good start. First, you have to separate yourself from the chaff. As Greenwich Time reported, set in the director's office of the 270-acre Les Parcs de Saint-Tropez, where LVMH luxury group chairman Bernard Arnault, Ritz Paris owner Mohammed Al-Fayed, and Indian steel magnate Lakshima Mittal have palatial villas, the medical unit is staffed with a doctor and lab technician to take and process samples from residents and their friends. And if you live in the Hamptons, you can have a doctor come to your house for just $1,000 a visit. As millions of average Americans lose their jobs, the billionaire class benefits, as Fast Company reported. Though the coronavirus itself may not discriminate in terms of who can be infected, the COVID-19 pandemic is far from a great equalizer. In the same month that 22 million Americans lost their jobs, the American billionaire class's total wealth increased by about 10%, or $282 billion more than it was at the beginning of March. They now have a combined net worth of $3.23 trillion. Of course, the populace must be controlled and culled, as was written on the Georgia Guidestones. Silicon Valley will continue to do its part to censor any dissent while using their digital herding platforms to monitor every life choice that the imprisoned populace makes. While the 5G grid rolls out and low atmosphere satellites are positioned to aid in the Bill Gates Mark of the Beast mandatory vaccination scenario. One way or another, everyone will be forced to submit their individuality to the panopticon, and those that don't will become societal pariahs that will be cut off from the state, whether if it's by a chip under the skin or a tattoo on top of it. As Science Alert reported, for the people overseeing nationwide vaccination initiatives in developing countries, keeping track of who had which vaccination and when can be a tough task. Researchers from MIT might have a solution. They've created an ink that can be safely embedded in the skin alongside the vaccine itself, and it's only visible using a special smartphone camera app and filter. Or we could just give them all chips in the head. Of course, it's key that currency becomes digital, as China is doing, working with U.S. multinationals. As Forbes reports, China, the country that banned initial coin offerings and made it tough for Bitcoin to operate, has been tossing around the idea to build its own digital currency, and some U.S. multinationals are reportedly willing to help roll it out, the South China Morning Post reported. Many American politicians will do their due diligence after being paid off by foreign entities to ignore the very laws of their land, as California is doing, for example. As Jamie White reported, California Governor Gavin Newsom awarded a Chinese Communist Party-linked company $1 billion in taxpayer funds in exchange for 200 million protective masks. Newsom signed a $990 million contract earlier this month with Build Your Dreams, a Chinese electric car company, whose founder, Wang Chanfu, is a member of the CCP and has served the party in numerous official capacities.
It is Monday, April 27th. The year is 2020. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are witnessing the globalist controlled demolition of the Western world, the free market system, the anti-human global carbon tax, the planetary lockdown is here. The world ID, the total surveillance grid has all been publicly announced. Major newspapers are celebrating the end of the average person's free speech and the long, dark night of tyranny. But here is my message to the New World Order.
Think you can really be a gangster, huh? You got what it takes, huh? Roll with the big boys.
I'm good.
You know, the left sees me as Godzilla wrapped in Darth Vader. And that's because they believe their own propaganda. All I'm doing is exposing the horrible, nasty things they're involved in. And so the devastation that that exposure causes them, they then attribute to me when they're the ones that committed these incredible crimes. And so now they tell me, we're going to kill your ass or put you in prison. And they're trying right now. And I'm just like, okay, you'll still be losers, led by the Crypt Keeper, Nancy Pelosi and Hillary and all these other insane weirdos and Xi Jinping. And we're in martial law. We all got to take forced inoculations with the evil elf, Bill Gates, hopping around giving speeches about depopulation. And I'm supposed to trust him wanting to give me a vaccine? Okay, fine. You can destroy Alex Jones. But all you'll do is water the tree of liberty. But that is what Thomas Jefferson said. It's got to be water with the blood of patriots like Colonel William Barrett Travis and tyrants. And the thing about watering trees with patriots' blood is it just seems to create a harvest of blood for tyrants. And that's why, in the final equation, I'm not worried because I'm right where I'm supposed to be, opposing you. So for myself, the rest of for humanity, to all you globalists, you're losers, you're going to fail, humanity's awakening, and you're going to burn in hell.
Monday edition. It is now in perfect 2020 crisp clarity. 6D HD. This is a public world government takeover of what's left of the Western world. The communist Chinese model is officially being adopted. You will have an ID to buy and sell. You will have the mark of the beast and computers controlled by eugenicist bioethics boards that are anti-human will control all facets of your life, not just medical decisions. It came out that Cedar Sinai, one of the most respected hospitals in the world, it's definitely in the top five, is doing light therapy and knocking out COVID-19, snaking tubes down into the lungs with fiber optics. Their Twitter has been banned and their YouTube has been banned. And the company promoting it has been banned. Cedar Sinai is now fake news, according to Twitter, because it backs up what the president said. And, of course, they're doing zinc therapy, intravenously vitamin C therapy, mainline medical doctors, and they're now SWAT teaming them, the FBI is, even those places are authorized to do that. They do not want you to know that there's any hope. They want to force you into the vaccine, the digital ID that comes with it. But every day without looking, I see 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 medical doctors from the United States alone, male, female, you name it, coming out and saying, we run hospitals, we run clinics, and we are seeing this being basically a hoax. I'm going to play a special report on that in a moment. Then when we come back, even USA Today did a fact check story and said, is it true that hospitals get paid way more for a COVID-19 patient and to stick them on a ventilator, which kills them? And it's true. That's why they've cleared the hospitals out to make more money. If you've ever had a cold virus or a flu virus, you test false positive. That's now confirmed. The test kits were contaminated. They give you COVID-19, both the Chinese and the CDC ones. It's all happening. And the globalists are panicking. They do not know what to do. Because this is their main push, their giant hoax. And it got people going for a while. As Mark Twain said, A lie goes halfway around the world before the truth can put its pants on. But the truth's put its pants on, its shirt on, its shoes on, and it's loaded itself into a rocket. And it's going to catch up with the lie that's already gone halfway around the world because its feet may be fast. But the truth, once it gets in the rocket, goes up into orbit and broadcasts the truth worldwide. And that's what we're doing together. When you amplify this broadcast, you are literally saving lives and the entire future of the world. They are trying to attack and arrest and destroy everyone that tells the truth. The president is under coup attack right now in the greatest danger ever. This is coup attempt 4. I'll break it all down on the other side. But first, here's an excerpt of the press conference with these doctors that's gone mega viral. Here it is.
After testing thousands of people in their county for COVID-19, doctors Dan Erickson and Artin Massini, owners of Accelerated Urgent Care in Bakersfield, California, held a press conference to share their data along with official CDC data. Dr. Erickson reported that hospitals in California have become empty as a result of allotting all resources to the COVID-19 pandemic.
The hospitals, their ICUs are empty, essentially, and they're shutting down floors. They're furloughing patients, they're furloughing doctors, because we just don't have the volume. So we're busy with paperwork for COVID, and we're all focusing on COVID.
He then went over the COVID-19 numbers for the state of California.
We've seen 1,227 deaths in the state of California. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California.
And for the state of New York,
19,410 out of 19 million people, which is a 0.1% chance of dying from COVID in the state of New York.
And then compared these numbers to the seasonal flu in 2017.
45 million total cases in 2017 with about 62,000 deaths, or a 0.13 chance of death from flu in the United States. So the lethality of COVID-19 is much less.
He then went on to report what is happening as a result of the shutdown and millions of hardworking people losing their jobs.
Child molestation is increasing at a severe rate. We could go over multiple cases of children who have been molested due to angry family members who are intoxicated, who are home, who have no paycheck. These things last a lifetime. This isn't about a seasonal flu. These are things that will follow these people and affect them in a negative fashion for their life. And these are for me talking to ERs, talking to my doctors, and talking to people across the country and finding out what they're seeing. Spousal abuse, alcoholism, anxiety, depression, suicide.
One of the most interesting moments of the press conference was when Dr. Erickson went on to explain the immune complex and how our immune system regularly adapts to our environment.
The immune system is built by exposure to antigens, viruses, bacteria. When you're a little child crawling on the ground, putting stuff in your mouth, viruses and bacteria come in, you form an antigen antibody complex, you form IgG, IgM. This is how your immune system is built. When you take human beings and you say, go into your house, clean all your counters, Lysol them down, you're going to kill 99% of viruses and bacteria. Wear a mask, don't go outside. What does that do to our immune system? Our immune system is used to touching. We share bacteria, staphylococcal, streptococcal bacteria, viruses. We develop an immune response daily to this stuff. When you take that away from me, my immune system drops. As I shelter in place, my immune system drops. You keep me there for months, it drops more. Sheltering in place decreases your immune system. And then as we all come out of shelter in place with a lower immune system and start trading viruses and bacteria, what do you think is going to happen? Disease is going to spike. And then you've got disease spike amongst a hospital system with furloughed doctors and nurses.
Dr. Erickson reported that he has been in contact with leading physicians throughout California, and that they are all in agreement.
And I've been working with some of the leaders, and I've talked to, you know, the head of the CDPH. I've gotten their opinion on this, and a lot of the leaders in Sacramento. And we're all in agreement. But we need to have Governor Newsom in agreement with us to lift this ban, because the data is showing us it's time to lift. So if we don't lift, what is the reason?
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks. I'm just going to lay this out right now because it needs to be done. And I can explain to the viewers and listeners one of the reasons you see InfoWars demonized and attacked so much, and how we know President Trump's for real, and the fact that he's for real is one of his great strengths, but it's also one of his weaknesses because he's not a swamp creature. So let me try to explain this from my own 100% documented spectrum right now. You know, I'll go to rebroadcast for a while, and then I'll do this. It's just too big to sit here and even cover. God help us. Just God help this country. So incredibly obvious how the criminals have taken over and what they've launched and what they've done. And we just sit here watching the country dismantled and tens of millions starting to starve to death all over the world. And the very criminals that launched the virus and cooked it up, who've been caught red-handed, think the crimes are so huge we'll never be able to admit them to ourselves. But do you just think we got up here weeks ago and laid out that they get 4 to 5 to 10 times the money if they say you're a COVID-19 patient? That the aid packages were already prepared before this ever got released so that Trump would sign off on it, not knowing what he was doing? And so it would deliver money to certain big pharma companies and create as much death as possible. This is a decades-long planned operation. They were planning to launch when their person was in power and when they had their ducks in a row. This is a takeover. This is deadly serious. Let's go to the V for Vendetta piece because, again, this is in popular culture. How a government would get into power, how it would release a bioweapon, how it would use it for total control. But this is the shadow government, the NIH, the bureaucracy, the Chi-Coms, the globalists that already had America that are starting to get kicked out, that we're going to use this plan for total control over us and to roll out the cashless society and total system of surveillance once they had full control over the government. But instead, they're using it to throw the government out. And that's why they're trying to discredit Trump at every front, trying to make the collapse as bad as possible because this is their planned takedown. And movies like V for Vendetta absolutely document what's actually happened in history and other governments before using manufactured crises and then posing as the very saviors in that operation. But just the magnitude of USA Today having to admit, okay, it's true. Now, they make you read 4 pages until they get to the part where they go, yes, it's true. Fact check. Hospitals get paid more in patients listed as COVID-19 on ventilators. And then it says, Snopes says it's not true. Snopes and Media Matters are God. But they explain how it's reasonable for 3 more pages that, yes, they get way more money if somebody has COVID-19. But that ties into the empty hospitals. That ties into all of it. And we're going to be doing it coming up. And I mean, folks, this is life or death here, okay? This is a coup against America, a coup against the world, a coup against common sense. And it's happening right now. So let's go ahead and go to the V for Vendetta piece. Here it is.
You have information for us.
No, you already have the information. All the names and dates are inside your head. What you want, what you really need, is a story.
A story can be true or false.
I leave such judgments to you, Inspector.
Our story begins, as these stories often do, with a young up-and-coming politician. He's a deeply religious man and a member of the Conservative Party. He's completely single-minded and has no regard for the political process. The more power he attains, the more obvious his zealotry, and the more aggressive his supporters become.
Eventually, his party launches a special project in the name of national security. At first, it's believed to be a search for biological weapons, and it's pursued without regard to its cost. However, the true goal of this project is power, complete and total hegemonic domination. The project, however, ends violently. But the efforts of those involved are not in vain, for a new ability to wage war is born from the blood of one of the victims.
Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure. But if your ultimate goal is power, how best to use such a weapon? It's at this point in our story that along comes a spider. He is a man seemingly without a conscience, for whom the ends always justify the means, and it is he who suggests that their target should not be an enemy of the country, but rather the country itself. Three targets are chosen to maximize the effect of the attack: a school, a tube station, and a water treatment plant. Several hundred die within the first few weeks.
The Three Waters has, in fact, been contaminated.
Authorities are attempting to control its deadly spread.
Sent a wave of destruction throughout the underground.
Fueled by the media, fear and panic spread quickly, fracturing and dividing the country until at last the true goal comes into view. Before the St. Mary's crisis, no one would have predicted the results of the election that year. No one. And then not long after the election, lo and behold, a miracle. Some believed it was the work of God himself, but it was a pharmaceutical company controlled by certain party members that made them all obscenely rich. A year later, several extremists are tried, found guilty, and executed while a memorial is built to canonize their victims. But the end result, the true genius of the plan, was the fear. Fear became the ultimate tool of this government, and through it, our politician was ultimately appointed to the newly created position of High Chancellor. The rest, as they say, is history.
Can you prove any of this?
Why do you think I'm still alive?
Right. We'd like to take you into protective custody, Mr. Rookwood.
Oh, I'm sure you would. But if you want that recording, you'll do what I tell you to do. You put Creedy under 24-hour surveillance. When I feel safe that he can't pick his nose without you knowing, I'll contact you again. Till then, cheerio.
Rookwood. Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
Which is the metaphor for us caring and standing up and getting involved. And that's why they want to put me in prison and want to kill me. I can't get into it yet on air, but I will soon. But they've told me stop advising the president. My very existence means I advise the president. And I think I'm just going to lay it out on air. Like, I didn't choke earlier, but should I just go ahead and do this? I think I will before it's too late. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So when there is a massive criminal conspiracy being carried out by powerful corporations and powerful governments against your country, and the conspirators have been exposed, their operations have come out, what are they going to do? Well, they're going to release a bioweapon. It's a weapon they own, a novel virus they've engineered. The discoverer of HIV, Nobel Prize winner, has said that. You've had other top scientists come out and say it's conclusive. There's no doubt. And then you look at Fauci and Gates and the NIH and the Chi-Coms and the globalists and how they hyped up the fear, how they released it, how they blocked Trump from stopping people coming in, then how they turned around and blamed Trump. It goes on and on. And so they've launched their big, giant, bold move, and they believe it's going to bring in their digital ID, their forced inoculations, their total control. It legitimizes their censorship, they believe. They're all over the news bragging about that, crowing about it. But things aren't going well for them. There's major cracks in their operations. And so when I talk about President Trump being a normal person and actually trying to be the president and actually not doing what the globalists tell him, it's because I personally know the backstory from a lot of angles that other people wouldn't know if they weren't, say, a Rush Limbaugh, a Tucker Carlson, an Alex Jones. And you better believe at the White House and everywhere they know InfoWars was and is even more influential than Tucker Carlson or Rush Limbaugh. And I don't say that about a Johnson measuring contest. That's a very dangerous position to be in. Because in a war, they're shooting for the top brass. Well, they're certainly going to be looking for the general, not just the lieutenant generals. Because I've got the big grassroots activist audience of real people, and I have helped unify folks around liberty and freedom, not about race, which is exactly what Trump's message is. And so because of you and how powerful you are and how amazing you are, the globalists want to destroy InfoWars, but not turn me into a martyr. They want to first discredit me before they kill me. And the reason they're pissed off is, and this is not just a story about InfoWars. It's a story about Trump, story about you. It's about us all. That Trump didn't know that a Nobel Prize winner, arguably the top virologist in the world, had the virus scanned and said, yes, it's completely manufactured in a lab. Trump didn't know that the top Indian university scanned it and said the same thing 3 months ago, 2.5 months ago. It's 11 weeks ago. And it's not because smart people aren't around him. They're all scared. Because if you bring Trump real intel on who runs things, like General Flynn did, the former head of defense intelligence, who had a whole group of patriots ready to come in and fix the country, actual Americans, the military, who know what's going on and help put Trump in with the American people. If we're going to put something up there about the Nobel laureate, just put in Nobel Prize winner for virology says COVID-19, 100% man-made. That's the article I want to put up if we do that. Now, I'm going to go to rebroadcast till next hour. I have to reset. I can't, it's not the crew's fault. They normally put up things. They just randomly search whatever I'm saying and they throw stuff up. But today, they haven't understood that I've said, just stop with it. So we're going to go to rebroadcast. It's okay. I may not come back. I may come back tomorrow. I can't do it anymore. This is too damn serious, folks. This is the end of the whole country, the end of everything, okay? This isn't a game, all right? And I'm not just going to put this out half-ass and train wreck it, okay? Okay, let me tell you what to air. I tell you, there's so many incredible reports we've been putting out. I think the biggest one is the one from yesterday that Greg Reese put together. It's titled How the Lockdown is Killing Our Immune Systems. It's 12 minutes long. That will air nicely in the rest of this segment, the next. Do you guys have that? All right. When you got that, let me know. And I may not be back today. It's not a big deal. But these are too serious of times. Oh, my God. All right. Just give me yesterday's list. I can tell you which clip it is. We'll do this. We'll just do this. I'll tell you something else there. It's fine. The report's so powerful, it says it all. Let's air John Bowne's report that just knocks it out of the park. Let's air that latest John Bowne report about the New World Order plan to destroy America. All right, I'll see you guys.
You are a globalist technocrat.
I wish I could say that we're halfway through, but I don't think so. It takes time to make a vaccine. There's a lot about the disease we don't understand. We know that we can get out of this, but it's going to be a while before things go back to normal.
Media stooge.
But I don't want to hear from those people who are out there protesting with guns, right? And that is threatening, a threatening look for people. You're protesting with guns. Don't criticize people who are taking a knee at a ball game and entertainment things. Say, I don't want people protesting at a ball game. When people who are peacefully protest, don't give me that. When you're out there protesting with guns and saying, I want to get back to work. I want my liberty.
even a low-level power-mad politician.
Untold numbers who gassed up on the way here or grabbed a bite on the way home. We know that this rally endangered people.
Reveling in the prospect of order out of chaos, how can you do your part to assist in the demise of an entire country on forced lockdown due to the Chinese control of virus? Well, this is a good start. First, you have to separate yourself from the chaff. As Greenwich Time reported, set in the director's office of the 270-acre Les Parcs de Saint-Tropez, where LVMH luxury group chairman Bernard Arnault, Ritz Paris owner Mohammed Al-Fayed, and Indian steel magnate Lakshima Mittal have palatial villas, the medical unit is staffed with a doctor and lab technician to take and process samples from residents and their friends. And if you live in the Hamptons, you can have a doctor come to your house for just $1,000 a visit. As millions of average Americans lose their jobs, the billionaire class benefits, as Fast Company reported. Though the coronavirus itself may not discriminate in terms of who can be infected, the COVID-19 pandemic is far from a great equalizer. In the same month that 22 million Americans lost their jobs, the American billionaire class's total wealth increased by about 10%, or $282 billion more than it was at the beginning of March. They now have a combined net worth of $3.23 trillion. Of course, the populace must be controlled and culled, as was written on the Georgia Guidestones. Silicon Valley will continue to do its part to censor any dissent while using their digital herding platforms to monitor every life choice that the imprisoned populace makes. While the 5G grid rolls out and low atmosphere satellites are positioned to aid in the Bill Gates Mark of the Beast mandatory vaccination scenario. One way or another, everyone will be forced to submit their individuality to the panopticon, and those that don't will become societal pariahs that will be cut off from the state, whether if it's by a chip under the skin or a tattoo on top of it. As Science Alert reported, for the people overseeing nationwide vaccination initiatives in developing countries, keeping track of who had which vaccination and when can be a tough task. Researchers from MIT might have a solution. They've created an ink that can be safely embedded in the skin alongside the vaccine itself, and it's only visible using a special smartphone camera app and filter. Or we could just give them all chips in the head. Of course, it's key that currency becomes digital, as China is doing, working with U.S. multinationals. As Forbes reports, China, the country that banned initial coin offerings and made it tough for Bitcoin to operate, has been tossing around the idea to build its own digital currency, and some U.S. multinationals are reportedly willing to help roll it out, the South China Morning Post reported. Many American politicians will do their due diligence after being paid off by foreign entities to ignore the very laws of their land, as California is doing, for example. As Jamie White reported, California Governor Gavin Newsom awarded a Chinese Communist Party-linked company $1 billion in taxpayer funds in exchange for 200 million protective masks.
It's going into place right now. And when it's completed, it will end the human species forever. It's a takeover, an attack, not of this world. All right, the crew's doing a great job, and that is not theatrics when I'm on air. Most people that work in government or corporations, the media, try to just do what the executives want and parrot the same globalist line. We built InfoWars to be independent, to be pro-truth, pro-America. And because of that, we've had all the guests and all the experts and really been immersed for 26 years in research and really know how things work. And so it's natural cause and effect, or particles attracting each other, that the military and the intelligence agencies, the White Hats, and the people in the White House do watch and listen to the show. And being connected at that level, and then connected at the level of reality that I'm at and able to analyze everything that's going on, I have discovered things that I had a good idea were going on, but the true magnitude of it is so disgusting that I become enraged. I mean, I've done hours of research last night, hours and hours of research today. I have devastating, devastating information. And it's and there's so much of it that you look at it and you're like, how the hell did we allow this to happen? And then when you find out how real the president is and how isolated he is because of cowardice by the people around him, it's insane. Roger Stone advised the president, gave him good advice. He's facing prison. General Flynn advised the president, gave him good advice. He's facing prison. I gave the president good advice. I'm facing same thing right now, okay? It'll be out soon. That's how this works. And these people target you and they let you know and they operate with impunity, folks, because the government is so full of cowards and social climbers. But I can tell you, I can look at how the tea leaves break. They're never going to get away with this. Now that people are awake, it's just going to be a disaster. It's going to be a train wreck. This is beyond a Mexican standoff, and I've got will to fight and will to stand up and will to speak out. I have plenty of courage, but at the same time, it's very demoralizing to see how far our country's fallen, because it should be so easy to beat this if this country had backbone and if the average person didn't live in a fantasy world. And, you know, that's really it. As more people wake up, the globalists know their time is over. Let me do this. I'm going to regroup because I was so loaded for bear. We did a great job the first 30 minutes. Then I went sideways. We've been airing some incredible reports, though. I never air the same report in the same hour. But I might do it right now. This John Bowen report is as good as anything I've ever seen. It's so dead on. The Globalist Guide to Crushing the United States. That's the name of the live feed today, too. But under the live feed of the show at InfoWars.com is that video he put together, that report. And watching that this morning and then watching it again when we aired it, I just, my brain just shut off and said, this isn't talking information. This is fighting information. And then Bill Gates prancing around saying that we're never reopen and all of this crap. And then knowing that they coded this virus to come up false positive with anybody that ever had a cold in the last couple of years. You have the genetic material of that fight in you. That they can then say everyone's suspect. They needed a virus that infects everyone. And yes, they've got some varieties of it that do come back and do attack the brain and the testicles, not just the lungs. So there's a twist to COVID because now they did the drill, locking us down with a weaker version. They're already releasing stronger versions, but they're gauging it. It's all a scientific test. We're all in a big planetary laboratory. And now as it fully comes into view and how it does tie in with the electromagnetic radiation, it's just unbelievable. I mean, I am grieving every millisecond right now, and I've never been guilty. I had children. Because I knew that, you know, it's double down on things, trust in God. And I do trust in God, but I just look at how many truly evil people there are. And it just blows my mind that our species is so turned over to destructive impulses. But I'm going to do this now because I've got to worry about the future and keeping us here on air. Plus, we've got products you really need. If you don't get storable food now, you're completely insane. The New World Order wants to make you dependent. They want to shut down food production. It's already out in the news that food production is breaking down across the board. The food supply chain is breaking. Tyson says it as plants close. I mean, it's everywhere. The pension funds are going to go belly up. The states are going to go belly up. It's all going down by design. This is the New World Order takeover. They were always planning it, but now they're launching it ahead of schedule because of our counterstrike with nationalists like Bolsonaro and Trump and the Brexit. I mean, we've been winning the battles lately, so they've launched their full counterstrike, and it's symbiotic. We need money to stay on air, and you're insane if you don't have storable food. And we've got the highest quality that's actually got it in stock, packaging it and getting it out to you, because that's who I go and who I get. But I got to tell you, they're getting so many orders, they may have to pause orders. If your order's been made, you're going to get it when they say. But if you wait, they're going to pause orders. They told me as early as next weekend, if the insane orders keep flooding in as people figure out what's going on. Because you get this food so much more inexpensively than you get it at the grocery store. Because your issue is not going to be the next 6 weeks, next six, you know, months even. It's going to be when this depression totally deepens after the election, whether Trump wins or Trump loses. The globalists are continuing their plan, and they're going to have next year's season of COVID-19 that's going to be, I predict, super horrible and absolutely real, because they want to kill people. But they want you to see the people doing it as the authorities, as the good guys, as the saviors, and have it all cut and dry that it came out of some bat soup facility at a wet market and not out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, via Obama to Wuhan, China, and then back to us, as is all coming out. The good news is U.S. intelligence, a lot of other groups are coming out and saying this. Lord Monckton's on later. He says it's a deliberate crime against humanity, a mass bio attack to bring down the whole system and starve billions total in the aggregate. UN says 30 million extra starving to death right now. I mean, this is so damn real. And so the fight inside of me wants to stay in place, stay on air, and fight this. And I don't think it's a lost cause yet, but I'm just here to tell you, I've never personally been making a lot of defensive measures. I am now. And having to really understand the long, dark winter's probably coming, like it did for those babies that got chopped up in their mother's wombs. And it's just so damn sad that we had a chance to turn this around, and we may just be so weak that all hell's going to break loose. And the very criminals that launched it will be our saviors and then come hunt us down and inject us with bioweapons and laugh at us while we slowly die. But again, InfoWarsStore.com, get your storable food now while you still can. All the idiots that have signed on to the system, that believe the system loves them, that believe the global system's good, you're idiots, you're fools, you have no idea what you're dealing with. Separately, X2's been sold out for a month and a half. High-quality, deep-earth crystal iodine, nobody's got it of this purity or quality. It's been sold out. It's back in stock. Who knows? If they shut the whole economy down, maybe the last time you can ever get it. I would suggest any supplements you want from InfoWarsStore.com. It's not like the food that takes a while to package and ship. It ships next day. InfoWarsStore.com, get your X2. The globalists want you debilitated, dumb, starving to death. I want you free and empowered, and there's nothing like X2, and X3 is excellent as well to build that basic building block of your body's natural defenses, but it's essential, meaning it's essential. InfoWarsStore.com. This is selling out, but we still have it 50% off when you get the trio pack, 25% off when you get it individually, and it's the natural organic hand sanitizer with a proprietary spray top, with the organic essential oils. I love eucalyptus myself. We've got it in peppermint and lavender. I personally like to put a little bit on my face. Wouldn't spray it in your face because it's got the alcohol in it. But rub it in your hands. I like to. Very refreshing. Opens up the sinuses. That funds our operation. So it comes down to that. We've also got the new 5G Kills t-shirts in. As the 5G Kill Grid goes in, if you want to fight back via the third dimension with that. Again, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The biggest thing I do for my body's natural defenses and just incredible things. PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. DNA Force Plus, it's close to selling out, but it's 50% off still as well. But X2 sold out for almost 2 months. It is back in stock right now, 50% off. I want to thank you for your prayers, your support, and buying the products. But the most important thing you can do now is share the articles in the live feed, because the total censorship grid is going into place at levels never before seen. They're in AP. They're in Reuters, Yahoo, bragging. Your free speech is gone. It's over. Accept it. China runs everything. Lay down, America. I mean, they actually say in here, we're pissing on you. I mean, it's like Tokyo Rose runs MSM. Imagine if you were alive when Hitler was killing tens of millions of people. Russians, Poles, Jews, Germans, you name it. Imagine if you were alive, many of you were, when Mao Zedong was killing 85 million of his own people, he admitted, by the 1970s, from 1949 to then. We have time to change this now. The globalists are launching their attack. They've been caught red-handed. They didn't even cover their tracks. They were so desperate in doing this. Lord Monckton joins us in an hour. He'll detail the real human death toll, but if you don't empathize with the 30 million people starving to death right now, that's triple what it would have been currently. $10 million is still unacceptable. Then you have no empathy and you're insane. I know you care. Here's a special report from John Bowne.
If you are a globalist technocrat,
I wish I could say that we're halfway through, but I don't think so. It takes time to make a vaccine. There's a lot about the disease we don't understand. We know that we can get out of this, but it's going to be a while before things go back to normal.
Media stewed.
But I don't want to hear from those people who are out there protesting with guns, right? And that is threatening, a threatening look for people. You're protesting with guns. Don't criticize people who are taking a knee for at a ball game and entertainment things. Like, I don't want people protesting at a ball game. When people who are peacefully protest, don't give me that. When you're out there protesting with guns and saying, I want to get back to work. I want my liberty.
Even a low-level power-mad politician.
Untold numbers who gassed up on the way here or grabbed a bite on the way home. We know that this rally endangered people.
Reveling in the prospect of order out of chaos, how can you do your part to assist in the demise of an entire country on forced lockdown due to the Chinese control of virus? Well, this is a good start. First, you have to separate yourself from the chaff. As Greenwich Time reported, set in the director's office of the 270-acre Les Parcs de Saint-Tropez, where LVMH luxury group chairman Bernard Arnault, Ritz Paris owner Mohammed Al-Fayed, and Indian steel magnate Lakshima Mittal have palatial villas, the medical unit is staffed with a doctor and lab technician to take and process samples from residents and their friends. And if you live in the Hamptons, you can have a doctor come to your house for just $1,000 a visit. As millions of average Americans lose their jobs, the billionaire class benefits, as Fast Company reported. Though the coronavirus itself may not discriminate in terms of who can be infected, the COVID-19 pandemic is far from a great equalizer. In the same month that 22 million Americans lost their jobs, the American billionaire class's total wealth increased by about 10%, or $282 billion more than it was at the beginning of March. They now have a combined net worth of $3.23 trillion. Of course, the populace must be controlled and culled, as was written on the Georgia Guidestones. Silicon Valley will continue to do its part to censor any dissent while using their digital herding platforms to monitor every life choice that the imprisoned populace makes. While the 5G grid rolls out and low atmosphere satellites are positioned to aid in the Bill Gates Mark of the Beast mandatory vaccination scenario. One way or another, everyone will be forced to submit their individuality to the panopticon, and those that don't will become societal pariahs that will be cut off from the state, whether if it's by a chip under the skin or a tattoo on top of it. As Science Alert reported, for the people overseeing nationwide vaccination initiatives in developing countries, keeping track of who had which vaccination and when can be a tough task. Researchers from MIT might have a solution. They've created an ink that can be safely embedded in the skin alongside the vaccine itself, and it's only visible using a special smartphone camera app and filter. Or we could just give them all chips in the head. Of course, it's key that currency becomes digital, as China is doing, working with U.S. multinationals. As Forbes reports, China, the country that banned initial coin offerings and made it tough for Bitcoin to operate, has been tossing around the idea to build its own digital currency, and some U.S. multinationals are reportedly willing to help roll it out, the South China Morning Post reported. Many American politicians will do their due diligence after being paid off by foreign entities to ignore the very laws of their land, as California is doing, for example, as Jamie White reported.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The open assault on free humanity, the fact that it's public, the globalist NIH under Obama, Fauci, and Hillary Clinton developed COVID-19, coronavirus, chimeras, sent it to Wuhan, then deployed kits that had it infected on it so it would spread it, blocked Trump from blocking the flights. Then turned around and said, we've got to lock everything down to save everybody for 2 weeks. We knew it would be a year and a half. Then they said, oh, we're never going to unlock you again, even though Communist China was open for business. This has all been a giant coming out party for tyrants and all of their agendas being pushed. And then President Trump, last Thursday, gives a press conference. And he says, I've heard there's UV light they can put down in the body. And also disinfectants, he means zinc and vitamin C into the blood. Europe's doing that with incredible results. For anybody run down, because they are sick, because they need zinc and vitamin C. And he looks at the doctors, Fauci and others, all on the Bill Gates payroll. And they don't defend him. And then the internet goes, well, wait a minute. Here's zinc. Here's vitamin C. Here's the major studies. Hey, here's Cedars-Sinai in the last few months saying they're testing it out and it's working great, putting this cleaned up light, doesn't have UV in it, so it doesn't hurt you. That's a side effect, can burn your cells because it burns viruses too and bacteria into the body, down into the bronchioles, into the lungs, and roll some of that B-roll. And they then don't just attack the president and say he's a liar. They take it off YouTube. Then they take it off Twitter and call it dangerous disinformation when Cedars-Sinai, other than maybe Mayo Clinic or Johns Hopkins, is the number one hospital and research hospital in the United States. Some argue the world. Where does Sumner Redstone get his health care? Cedars-Sinai. Where do people like Bill Gates get it? Cedars-Sinai. I looked it up. Bill Gates has a house in L.A. just so he can go to the hospital there and one in San Diego. So the number one research facility in the U.S., arguably, is not allowed to put a video out or talk to the president. Because, you see, the globalists are scared. Trump's really the president. So he gets briefings. He has a Secret Service go around the rallies with boxes of what people hand them. And he demands it on overseas flights, sometimes 15 hours to, say, Japan from D.C. And he just reads it. And they cannot stand it. That's why they hated General Flynn. He came in and he said, sir, here's the globalists. Here's how they operate. Here's the real geopolitical system. Here's who your enemies are. It was all dead on from an Americana perspective. And that's why they indicted Flynn immediately. And it turns out the FBI lied on the 302s and went to set him up. And they lied and had a secret deal with his attorneys to set him up and make him plead guilty. What do you think happened to Roger Stone? Because they threaten you, folks. So let me explain something. If you're a general and you advise Trump good, they're listening to your phones, they start threatening you. And I mean coming to your house when your wife's there and you're not, threatening to cut her head off. They start going through your bank accounts. They try to find anything. They start sending you grand jury subpoenas. That's what they do. And so Roger Stone advised the president, prison awaits. Same thing with Flynn, even though it came out in the news this week that the FBI, of course, lied on the 302s, sent operatives who weren't even the field agents to go there and set up Flynn, who's a Democrat and thought they were reasonable, and he thought his lawyers were reasonable. But now you learn they weren't, because the game is rigged now. Remember 2-3 years ago, they brought in Kelly to be the head of White House, and it was like the number one mission is to keep Alex Jones and others away from the president. And that was true, because they knew I wasn't just talking to the president. I was getting briefings to him every 2 days through Roger Stone. And I'm going to leave it at that. And I, of course, I mean, I'm somebody that does what's right, no matter how dangerous. People just couldn't believe it. They go, dude, they're going to kill you. You keep doing this. I mean, you're talking to the president? Well, let me tell you what's been going on. The reason they're so pissed at me right now is I contacted 4 different people that advise the president daily, Saturday, with the Cedars-Sinai video and the fact that it was being censored. Why do you think you're pulling off Google and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter? Because it's most prestigious hospital, arguably. It's in the top 5, probably in the world, not just U.S., top two or three in the U.S., is saying exactly what he said. And we know for damn certain his advisors set him up and say, oh, this is very promising. They show it to him. And when he goes out there, they then don't defend him. And then he goes, but you sit, and then it makes him look stupid. So see, that's the level of setups going on around the president. So I began to get this to the president. And by the way, I know he's seen it. I know he's gotten it. And we'll see how he responds. But it's not that I'm that special. Everybody else around him, except for a few people, will not advise him and will not give him information. So again, how real does that say Trump is right there? That I can make a few phone calls and either get a call back or get information directly to the president. It's not about Alex Jones. It's about he goes to rallies. He tells the Secret Service. I told you this 3 years ago. This has been in the news last year that he has boxes. They go, he's crazy. He just takes stuff from the general public, CNN said. Imagine just common people. And he just takes it and reads what they write and notes to him. And then, meanwhile, this is making me like love Trump. No matter though he stumbles, he's fighting, folks. And my heart's like going bong, 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 bong. That's exactly what I want to hear. And they attack him and go, CNN, MSNBC, look at the pathetic people he tweets. He talked to some lady that gave him his Twitter account. And then an hour later on the plane, he tweeted her. She had 5 followers. Think of the disconnect. You can pull those articles up. What is Trump doing tweeting nobodies? What's he doing talking to? Well, he learned running golf courses and hotels and buildings. You better damn well talk to the people. You better damn well take their notes. You better damn, because you're not going to get told by your chef that they've sold the good food and are selling crappy food and ripped you off. You're not going to hear about the scams unless you're talking to the people, because Trump is a service billionaire. And so he now is in service to us, and he loves it, and he wants to win. He doesn't have a hard-on for America wanting to screw it. He wants to empower it. And they're so pissed, ladies and gentlemen, that he doesn't believe a damn word comes out of globalist. But every piece of info I've ever brought Trump has been golden. So when they go, oh, Alex Jones and Paul Watson gave you that video doctored of Jim Acosta, and Trump goes, that's not doctored. They zoomed in on it to help people see what happened. I was there. I saw him attack her. So see, Trump knows that I'm a real channel. That's all I am. Just like when he's on the ground shaking your hands and you pass him a note, he's... And when he gets on that plane, better than I am. I try to read the letters come in thousands a week. It's just like, I don't want to discourage you sending letters, but my God, is that a job? Trump is like Superman. He's at the White House. He makes them bring him pallets of mail from the warehouse down the road. And they think he's insane. And he goes in at night and just reads it. And I mean, this guy's something special, folks. I got to tell you. Trump's had the Secret Service call me, okay? It's not about me acting. Why do they want to kill me, folks? Because I represent you. I'm just like you. I've just got a bigger connection to the president. And that's why they want him dead. And that's why they're shutting down now the bad guys at Cedars-Sinai. They're bad. They're fake news. That's how evil big tech is. Not even the Chi-Coms would censor a major hospital, but Twitter and Google sure as hell did, because they backed up the president. What did the book of Hosea say, 4:6, King James Version? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will also forget thy children. So for me, it's not a power trip that the president has people listening to the show every day, a whole team of people. It's not a power trip that when he gets information from me, he particularly goes and looks it up. It's a responsibility. Especially when the straits are so dire. And it's why in the last few weeks here on air, I've had points where I've never in 26 years on air not been able to go out and lay out what I know, because there's just so much. It's like, where do you start? Well, you've got limited time. What do you say? I know the president probably only has time to watch 5 minutes of what I say a day that's boiled down. And if I say to message the president, they mark that down and give it to him. And it's not that I'm choking, because I'm not even nervous. It's more like, my God, this is actually a real president surrounded by criminals, and he has to get information from me? And then I feel guilty that I haven't done a better job. The only therapy I've got here is just being honest with you folks. I've woken up in a Twilight Zone episode, and I know you have too. And I just look at the weakness of the average American, who I know is strong. If we could just wake them up. And it makes me physically sick. Because I can talk about news and information all day. If people don't listen, what does it matter? Because if it's just more, here's the problem of the universe. There's so much information, and the globalists put out so much disinfo as a fog of war, that when the real information comes out, people don't know what's real. And the globalists admit they do that on purpose, but here's a little trick. If they're trying to keep you from something and trying to keep you from looking it up and trying to keep you from checking it out, then isn't that what you should be looking at? I talked to a national talk show host this morning, and I said, I know you talk to the president a lot. I've already called some other people. I said, I could probably try to get a hold of him, but I said, this is really important, how they're suppressing the Cedars-Sinai study with the light in the lungs, and I know they advised Trump on that. They're setting him up. He really needs to come out with this. And they said, great idea, already on it. Then I called another fellow up. That's a great point. I'll get it to the president. And here's the thing. It really gets to the president. So I just want the listeners to understand, it's not about Alex Jones being able to get something to the president. When I don't talk about this on air for a couple years, going, oh, I don't talk to the president. Oh, yeah. You know, hoping the globalists weren't dumb. That's a sarcastic response. They are dumb, and they just can't help the things they do, ladies and gentlemen. And that's how Trump is able to trick them in putting something out there that he knows is true, and then having them attack it, and then he's able to bring it out that it is true. But sometimes that's not what's happening. He's being set up. They're telling him about promising things. He goes out to do a briefing with them, and then they make a huge thing that, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about, because that was the setup point. My other big frustration is there's just so much news to hit here. I mean, just these three articles right here, I should do the whole show on these three articles, read the paragraphs, take calls, talk about every facet of it. That's what a classic talk show host would take, these three articles. Lawmakers warn coronavirus contact tracing is ripe for abuse surveillance, Yahoo News. Internet speech will never be back to normal, MSM. Concerts will never be the same after COVID-19. Here's what you should wear to bring them back, a spacesuit. All of those articles could be an entire segment apiece. U.S. debates how to quickly reopen. Oh, most Americans carry the coronavirus and don't know it. Yeah, we're all suspects. I mean, the problem is I've looked at almost all these articles, read most of them. And it's just like the frustration is incredible. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I will come back and I will hit this stack. And then I'll hit this stack. Because I mentioned this earlier, but you talk about blood boiling. We knew weeks ago when we exposed they get $40,000 a bed for somebody they say has COVID-19, and the tests are already predisposed to say anybody that ever had the flu or a coronavirus the last 2 years says they have it. That's now confirmed. If you weren't infected by an infected CDC test, And to have USA Today confirm that they're doing this and turning away all these people that are dying. And then when those people die, here's the big secret. They go test their blood and say they're COVID-19 and add them to the list too. Wow. And that's why 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, for at least 5 weeks, we've had guests on and shown you clips of all over Europe and the U.S., empty hospitals, but local newscasts saying they're full of people, everyone's dead inside, body bags everywhere. You go there, no one's there. Now they have to admit, okay, the hospitals are empty actually, and this has killed as much as a bad flu. And then when you learn they're adding everybody that died from the flu, everybody that died from the regular cold, who was super old and sick to it, you're like, oh my God, it's a hoax, but wait, why is it a bioweapon? Because they own it. They had to patent it and create something new to finally have a new alien bug they own so they can now release new versions of it. Instead of new Windows, Gates gives you the new bioweapon. You understand I'm saying stuff here they'll probably kill me for, right? I mean, this is what they're doing. I mean, so you're like, oh, COVID-19 is not a problem. Bill Gates knows next year, the year after that, that they're going to release a COVID that is going to be super deadly because it is a chimera. It does eat your brain. It eats your lungs. It eats your testicles. And it's coming for you. So everybody laughing now saying it's not a big deal because this is just phase one hysteria, dog training, lock yourself down in your house, do what you're told. So when the real attack comes, a lot of planners are worried that people are going to get hysterical and burn down all the cities when everybody's actually dying. Give you an example of that when we come back on the other side. Very macabre. So this is just shelter in place. Like they tell you, I grew up in Dallas and all the underground parking garages said, this is your nuclear fallout shelter. So you're just supposed to, you hear the nukes are coming 10 minutes. You go in there and starve to death in the parking garage. Well, it's the same thing. You just go into your little house and you just watch Netflix and it'll tell you to stay there and the drones will come by and drop medicine, but you're dead. Well, I'm not going to sit here and take it. So remember, I've got their plan. They hate it. I advise the president. They can't stop us. And long after I'm shoveled in my grave, you can save this on a memory stick. So when they're killing you, you can get this out. There's still time to stop them in the future. Only in the future. We lost this round.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
President Trump is not an idiot savant, but he is a genius savant. But he does have savant-like characteristics. He learns things very, very quickly. He takes in all information. But sometimes he seems disconnected from the general public because they're not at that level. A person who is highly knowledgeable about one subject but knows little about anything else. So I would call him a full spectrum savant. But it looks like when you're talking to Trump that he's not listening to you. But that's not what he's doing. He's accessing his full subconscious mind. Trump is probably the smartest person on the planet. Now, the problem is he can only focus on certain things at a time. He is a savant. So they know to keep his attention away from stuff because they can bring him a problem. Even the bad guys can, and he'll have the answer. So that's why they're like, don't let Jones or anybody else near him because I bring him questions with data that he then scans with all of his data. And Trump goes, let's just say I'm a key that goes in the Trump lock. And I'm not saying I'm pitching, he's catching. You know what I mean? The point is that this is on record, okay? You're the key that goes in the lock, and Trump's the key that goes in the lock, vice versa. But that's why they're so pissed. So once Trump was explained all of this, because again, he kind of got recruited to run for president. He believed in making the economy great. He understood economics. He understood that we'd been set up to fail. He said, I can reboot America. This will be an easy job. He just thought other people wanted success because one blind spot of a true savant. I mean, he is a savant, a full spectrum savant, which is the oxymoron of a savant. He is. Trump is a full spectrum savant. Most savants are good at mathematics, or they're good at art, or they're good at music. No. Trump is a savant of savants, but he still has the failing. Limited field scan value. So you've got to get in his narrow field when he can look into any field. But he's got to look at it to give the answer. And that's why they're so pissed. And now, only now, do I see the whole picture. Because we're entering the end game, and that's how this works. Now, imagine what happens when the American people combine with something like that. That's really what the establishment fears most. Because there are a lot of other people that could give Trump good advice. They've all been taught, you give data to the big cheese, you get destroyed. Because the last thing they want is Trump is a very person. He is a person who knows what they're talking about, giving a message to Trump, because he does that instant scan, that shallow deepness, and mirrors his own data. And when he knows it's right, he makes that decision that is outside of the committees of the globalists that are the opposite of a savant thinking system. They're just committees of kind of psychotic, mathematical laboriousness. So, let's get into it right now. Look at this little juicy that just broke. And then I've got a special report I'm about to play from the movie Contagion, where the bad guy warns everybody the vaccine's tainted and he sells supplements, so he causes the earth to die. And you see the lockdown cities and all the precursors and the conditioning. U.S. says will not take part in WHO drug trials vaccine initiative launch, which we know is going to have COVID-19 in it. Reuters, the United States, after China already hit us with contaminated tests, will not take part in the launching of a global initiative on Friday to speed the development, production, and distribution of drugs and vaccines against COVID-19. A spokesperson for the U.S. mission in Geneva told Reuters there will be no U.S. official participation, he said in an email reply to the query. We look forward to learning more about this initiative in support of international operations to develop a vaccine for COVID-19. U.S. President Trump has announced a suspension of funding for the World Health Organization, where it is the largest donor. French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Merkel will help launch the initiative Friday, a U.N. health agency said. Yeah. You want to know if Trump's for real? Cut the funding for the WHO. Pull ourselves out of the New World Order now before it's too late. There is Trump understanding. It's about global government creating a global crisis. So they have a global solution with the very groups involved now under criminal investigation. Bill and Melinda Gates, the Wuhan facility, Fauci. Trump gets up to speed. He hasn't looked at Fauci. He hasn't looked at Gates. He knows in big general terms what he decided to do. But now they're under him, attacking him. And he's like scanning them. Enemy. And he's like now beginning to announce to the enemy. Their main organizational system, their chart starts at WHO. That's the scientific, satanic, eugenics dictatorship. Goes down to Gates, eugenics groups, all of them. I mean, I personally talked to some very high-level people, and I told them all of this just days ago over the phone. Now, you can imagine what they do. Target right on me. But see, that's a two-way street, the target, the cross. I'm in God's hands now. I just want listeners to know that if I get obliterated very, very soon, it's okay. Because now I realize my main mission. I didn't understand Trump didn't have any advisors telling him this. I never knew my real power was not even talking to the general public, which is a big one. We that when I actually tried to communicate with the president, it was like the ship's going kind of like this. I was telling the crew, like, is this like the Running Man? Or not the Running Man. Is this like, what's that movie? Total Recall, where you plug into the Matrix and you're saving Mars, but really it's all hallucination. But let's play this short clip here as we go to break. And I'll come back with who our real enemy is and more. This is from Contagion, 11 years ago, pre-programming you for martial law. And in the full movie, It's those that don't take vaccines are the problems, and vitamins and minerals are the criminals. I agree with them. Do not take vitamin C. Do not take vitamin D. Do not take anything. Just you don't need food. You need vaccines. Humans live by vaccines alone. Here it is.
It was a groundbreaking ceremony for a new factory.
Did you mention seeing anyone who was sick? Anyone on a plane at the airport?
No. She said she was jet lagged.
The average person touches their face 3 to 5 times every waking minute. In between, we're touching doorknobs, water fountains, and each other.
Beth! Go up to your room, honey.
So we have a virus with no treatment protocol and no vaccine at this time.
You had a seizure this morning, Beth.
Is she
before?
A history of seizures? No. Allergies?
As of last night, there were 32 cases.
Unfortunately, she did die.
Right. Can I go talk to her?
Mr. Amoff, your wife is dead.
What are you talking about? Okay. What happened to her? What happened to her?
Is there any way someone could weaponize the bird flu? Is that what we're looking at?
Someone doesn't have to weaponize the bird flu. The birds are doing that.
Watch this. It's transmission, so we just need to know which direction.
On day one, there were 2 people, and then 4, and then 16. In 3 months, it's 1 billion. That's where we're headed.
They're calling out the National Guard. They're moving the president underground.
People will panic.
Get away!
It will tip over.
The truth is being kept from the world.
Cook your samples. Destroy everything.
Hello. I need you to get me the names of everyone who serviced this room. It's an emergency.
You can't panic now.
I know.
I'm gonna get you home.
I got people too, Dr. Cheever. We all do.
Don't talk to anyone. Don't touch anyone. Stay away from other people.
Get back in your car.
We're not sick.
It's figuring us out faster than we're figuring it out.
It's mutated.
Think you can really be a gangster, huh? You got what it takes, huh? Roll with the big boys.
I'm good.
You know, the left sees me as Godzilla wrapped in Darth Vader. And that's because they believe their own propaganda. All I'm doing is exposing the horrible, nasty things they're involved in. And so the devastation that that exposure causes them, they then attribute to me when they're the ones that committed these incredible crimes. And so now they tell me, we're going to kill your ass or put you in prison. And they're trying right now. And I'm just like, okay, you'll still be losers. Led by the Crypt Keeper, Nancy Pelosi, and Hillary, and all these other insane weirdos. And Xi Jinping. And we're in martial law. We all got to take forced inoculations with the evil elf, Bill Gates, hopping around giving speeches about depopulation. And I'm supposed to trust him wanting to give me a vaccine? Okay, fine. You can destroy Alex Jones. But all you'll do is water the tree of liberty. But that is what Thomas Jefferson said. It's got to be water with the blood of patriots like Colonel William Barrett Travis and tyrants. And the thing about watering trees with patriots' blood is it just seems to create a harvest of blood for tyrants. And that's why, in the final equation, I'm not worried because I'm right where I'm supposed to be, opposing you. So for myself, the rest of for humanity, to all you globalists, you're losers, you're gonna fail, humanity's awakening, and you're gonna burn in hell.
We are back live on this Monday transmission. President Trump has come out in a major announcement and said, Americans will not take the United Nations Bill and Melinda Gates vaccine. They will not submit to the tyranny. Here's Reuters. U.S. says will not take part in WHO global drug trials. Vaccine initiative run by China doesn't trust them. You know, I just want to say one thing here, because I'm never about celebrating victory like the Satanists do. I celebrate life and human will, free will. That's the prime law. Create free will. Create atmospheres of free will. Create laboratories of free will to create life and beauty and success. Satan claims he comes and gives you power from God, who suppresses you. But Satan actually is the one suppressing you. I think the big thing to cover right now is the fact that I'm just so glad that I am a patriot. And by patriot, I mean I support human life and justice. And I've gotten to know the people that are pro-human and anti-death and who believe in humanity. And that last one's the biggest one. Believe in humanity. Because it's easy to cheat and say, it's too hard to be good. It's too hard to try to be a good person. It's too hard to care. I'm going to screw people over, and I'm going to do whatever makes me more successful, even though it damns you and your children to a trillion years of slavery. We have Lord Monckton coming up, and he was chief science advisor to Margaret Thatcher, and he helped engineer very quietly the whole Brexit movement. And I know he predicted their plan to cut off the economy worldwide and starve over a billion people. Well, now it's not a theoretical thing on some chalkboard. It's the reality. And I don't just have empathy for those that are starving to death and dying right now. I know, fear of my own soul, that if I don't do something to try to stop that I just came into God's fist. And I'm not afraid of the Satanist or prison or even death, but I'm afraid of the big guy upstairs. Because I'm afraid of being cut off. Like a baby being afraid of being cut off its mother's tit. I don't want to get cut off from that. I'll do whatever I have to stay on that, because that made all of this. That's who I am. I want to be with my people, which is you. And so that's why we've got to get past worrying about how big our car is, our house is, or how cool everybody thinks we are. That's all praise of people. It means nothing. Start loving God. You'll have the countries, the planets, the worlds, the galaxies, the universes. It'll be a joke. It'll be like, how do I help people in this? You'll get so much power when you tune into God, you won't even know what to do. You know, there's a lot of men out there, they tune into who they really were, didn't back down to the globalist. It could probably be a better talk show host than Alex Jones. See, they didn't want to take that commission when they had the chance to sign up for it. They wanted to piss all over it because they could get instant success on this plane with the little creature. But let's play a few clips here, because this is important. Of old Billy Boy Gates. Bill Gates defends communist Chinese government. Now, his surrogates, who he finances, all the big old money's behind Gates. He's the robber barons, the Nazis, like all these dead people put everything they had into this little piece of crap. They were like, this is the golden one. This is our messiah. They're all just like, our power, my full power. Like the first Tron movie, he goes, my full systems are yours. And the guy's like, I mean, that's this creature. But nevertheless, that's who he is. This is the Antichrist isn't here yet, but this guy's holding his place for him. This is Bill Gates sits in the Antichrist chair like, I'm waiting for my daddy to arrive. I'm keeping it warm for him. He is a placeholder. So let's go now live to Satan's bench warmer. Here it is.
There is right now in Washington a very different mood, which is to say, far from cooperating with the second largest economy in the world, it is China that is to blame for this virus. You've been following this very carefully. How would you respond to the charge that, look, the Chinese covered this up? They've essentially deceived the rest of the world, and as a result, they should be held in some way responsible
for this. Look at those eyes.
Well, I don't think that's a timely thing because it doesn't affect how we act today. You know, China did a lot of things right. You know, at the beginning, like any country where a virus first shows up, you know, they can look back and say where they missed some things.
No, it all shows up in China, you know, Satan.
There, you know, some countries did respond very quickly and get their testing in place, and they avoided the incredible economic pain. And it's sad that even the U.S., that you would have expected to do this well, did it particularly poorly. But it's not time to talk about that. But this is the time to take the great science we have, the fact that we're in this together, you know, fix testing, treatments, and get that vaccine, and, you know, minimize the trillions of dollars and many things that you can't even dimensionalize in economic terms that are awful about the situation that we're in. So that's a distraction. I think there's a lot of, you know, incorrect and unfair things said, but it's not even time for that.
So they've engineered our collapse. They brag about the CFR will use a bioweapon to kill Trump, to, you know, kill his success, kill America's success. And now the very engineer of it is being the guy that gives us hope. Let's go to Senator Cotton talking about China's deliberate, malevolent behavior. Here it is.
So, Maria, I want to distinguish between the origins of the virus and China's reactions to the virus. So right now, as you say, the most plausible explanation, supported by literally all of the circumstantial evidence, is that the virus originated in one of those two laboratories in Wuhan. All the way back in January, it was pretty well documented by Chinese scientists that it did not originate in the food market. But wherever it originated, Maria, we know that the Chinese Communist Party was both criminally negligent and incompetent at first, and then deliberately malevolent in the way they responded to this virus for their own people and the world. As early as the second week of December, it was clear that this virus was spreading from person to person. By late December, it was spreading to doctors in Wuhan hospitals. Some doctors were trying to blow the whistle on these facts, and the secret police arrived at their doorsteps in the middle of the night. So only after China fessed up to the WHO on December 31st did the world know what was happening, yet still they continued to deny that it was spreading from person to person into mid-January. That allowed millions of people to leave Wuhan. And then finally, China continued to pressure the WHO and other countries not to stop international travel from China. That meant that hundreds of thousands of persons left China after this virus was spread far outside of Wuhan, which allowed the virus to escape China.
And Pelosi called for Trump not to block it. Now she says it's his fault. Next hour, Lord Monson's coming up, and I'm telling you, we ain't waiting for the new world order, folks. It's here.
If you are a globalist technocrat,
I wish I could say that we're halfway through, but I don't think so. It takes time to make a vaccine. There's a lot about the disease we don't understand. We know that we can get out of this, but it's going to be a while before things go back to normal.
Media stooge.
But I don't want to hear from those people who are out there protesting with guns, right? And that is threatening, a threatening look for people. You're protesting with guns. Don't criticize people who are taking a knee for at a ball game, an entertainment thing. Say, I don't want people protesting at a ball game. When people who are peacefully protest, don't give me that. When you're out there protesting with guns and saying, I want to get back to work. I want my liberty.
Even a low-level power-mad politician.
Untold numbers who gassed up on the way here or grabbed a bite on the way home. We know that this rally endangered people.
Reveling in the prospect of order out of chaos, how can you do your part to assist in the demise of an entire country on forced lockdown due to the Chinese control of virus? Well, this is a good start. First, you have to separate yourself from the chaff. As Greenwich Time reported, set in the director's office of the 270-acre Les Parcs de Saint-Tropez, where LVMH luxury group chairman Bernard Arnault, Ritz Paris owner Mohammed Al-Fayed, and Indian steel magnate Lakshima Mittal have palatial villas, the medical unit is staffed with a doctor and lab technician to take and process samples from residents and their friends. And if you live in the Hamptons, you can have a doctor come to your house for just $1,000 a visit. As millions of average Americans lose their jobs, the billionaire class benefits, as Fast Company reported. Though the coronavirus itself may not discriminate in terms of who can be infected, the COVID-19 pandemic is far from a great equalizer. In the same month that 22 million Americans lost their jobs, the American billionaire class's total wealth increased by about 10%, or $282 billion more than it was at the beginning of March. They now have a combined net worth of $3.23 trillion. Of course, the populace must be controlled and culled, as was written on the Georgia Guidestones. Silicon Valley will continue to do its part to censor any dissent while using their digital herding platforms to monitor every life choice that the imprisoned populace makes. While the 5G grid rolls out and low-atmosphere satellites are positioned to aid in the Bill Gates Mark of the Beast mandatory vaccination scenario. One way or another, everyone will be forced to submit their individuality to the panopticon, and those that don't will become societal pariahs that will be cut off from the state, whether if it's by a chip under the skin or a tattoo on top of it. As Science Alert reported, for the people overseeing nationwide vaccination initiatives in developing countries, keeping track of who had which vaccination and when can be a tough task. Researchers from MIT might have a solution. They've created an ink that can be safely embedded in the skin alongside the vaccine itself, and it's only visible using a special smartphone camera app and filter. Or we could just give them all chips in the head. Of course, it's key that currency becomes digital, as China is doing, working with U.S. multinationals. As Forbes reports, China, the country that banned initial coin offerings and made it tough for Bitcoin to operate, has been tossing around the idea to build its own digital currency, and some U.S. multinationals are reportedly willing to help roll it out, the South China Morning Post reported. Many American politicians will do their due diligence after being paid off by foreign entities to ignore the very laws of their land, as California is doing, for example. As Jamie White reported, California Governor Gavin Newsom awarded a Chinese Communist Party-linked company $1 billion in taxpayer funds in exchange for 200 million protective masks. Newsom signed a $990 million contract earlier this month with Build Your Dreams, a Chinese electric car company, whose founder, Wang Chanfu, is a member of the CCP and has served the party in numerous official capacities. Gradually, if the current coronavirus doesn't force the Americans into trading their liberty for security, we have plenty more pathogens, compromised politicians, media, prostitutes, and foreign infiltration plan, and that is the globalist guide to crushing the United States. John Bound reporting.
We put a lot of powerful reports out, but that's right up there at the top. Lord Monckton, an incredible patriot for humanity, is our guest in T-minus 60 seconds. Please tell everyone you know, however you can, to tune in now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the staggering nature of the times we find ourselves in is too much for any man or woman to even be able to rise to, except we must rise to the occasion. We are witnessing powerful forces of corporate globalist tyranny thrust upon the free world. We are seeing a lockdown that will undoubtedly cause massive death. And I am just honored to have Lord Christopher Monckton here with us today. Just a week ago, the World Health Organization and the UN food program said 30 million extra will starve to death. Now they're saying, the Associated Press, 130 million on the brink of starvation. So you want to talk about not even a million dead from COVID-19, not even 100,000 dead in the United States. And this whole push, it's incredible. The report is at several big sites. We'll tell you about those in a moment. Communist China's crimes against humanity. Did Communist China and the World Health Organization conspire to commit crimes against humanity? A Catholic Voice special supplement by Christopher Monckton of Brenchley. And he joins us right now, former chief science advisor to Margaret Thatcher. And, of course, the leading person exposing that carbon taxes are a plan to shut off the human economy and cause depopulation. They're now in the news, as you know, Lord Monckton, praising that this has already cut our carbon footprint in half. Oil is at zero. Starvation is rampant. We've already seen as many people die as died under the Nazis, basically. This is an incredible tyrannical revolution. Please decipher it for us as no one else can.
Right. The first thing is that the only reason why this virus got loose is that the Chinese Communist Party, having failed in 2002-03 to notify the world in time of the first of the two SARS viruses, and having prompted the World Health Organization at that time to rewrite the international health regulations to require reporting of any new pathogen of this kind within 24 hours of its first discovery, failed to notify the world for 6 weeks. And even after they had eventually notified the world, they went on lying to the effect that it couldn't pass from human to human for another 3 crucial weeks. So they very deliberately disobeyed the international health regulations to which the People's Republic, so-called, of China is a signatory. And they did this for the second time, knowing that they had been censured by the international community the first time. And this time, they allowed somewhere between 5 and 7 million people from the province of Wuhan at Hubei, where this virus broke out, to travel all over the world before they told the world that many of those travelers were carrying with them the infection that has now reached.
And Lord Monk, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we were all there at the time it happened. They would say simultaneously shooting women at checkpoints, welding people in their houses, drones controlling were good. But when Trump said no Chinese flights, he was bad. I'm like, oh my God, they want to gestate. They want to incubate it. Why would you say shoot women at checkpoints, but then don't stop flights?
Well, I think that the biggest problem that the Chinese Communist Party faced was its own people. They are terrified of the people over whom they so brutally rule. You have 2.5 million Uyghur Muslims who are in concentration camps in eastern Tibet, which they now call China, and also in the western provinces of China up there. They suppress the Falun Gong brutally. All the Christian churches are effectively controlled by the state. There is no freedom, and the people, as we saw from the Hong Kong protests and the Tiananmen Square protests before that, they want their freedom. And so the Chinese Communist Party, in order to try to keep them quiet, learnt from the mistake that had been made by the Russians, who kept their people poor because they didn't allow any form of business to flourish. China realized that if they wanted to maintain their brutal rule, they couldn't allow the people to become poor as the Russians had become. So under Xi Jinping, they began to allow small businesses not to be owned by the state and to run themselves privately. They also established 6 free enterprise zones, one of which is in Shenzhen, just opposite Hong Kong. It is now the fastest growing city in the world, in which practically all laws and practically all taxes were omitted. It's kind of cowboy territory. And 5/6 of China's foreign earnings come from those 6.
So let's be clear. They create zones of freedom so they can defeat America and the West. And exactly. I want to just add this because you've been involved with Margaret Thatcher, obviously British.
I tried to get Margaret Thatcher to do the same thing, to reenact the Excise Bill of 1733, which Robert Walpole, our first prime minister, had first put forward. It was defeated. And that would have created 6 enterprise zones in Britain 250, 300 years ago. But we didn't do that.
Well, that's exactly where I was going with this. But please continue.
But as I say, China, having set up this arrangement, having made the people prosperous, is now terrified that if it makes any major mistake that will annoy the people, they will overthrow the regime in the same way as the Russians, only a couple of years after the Chernobyl disaster, caused also by the regime trying to keep quiet and cover something up. The Chinese are terrified that they too will be overthrown. So they have been lying about this from the start.
Well, that's my next question. How big is it that Trump and U.S. intelligence and British intelligence, because you're involved with the British, the British are usually, as you know, the U.K. is very restrained. I'm seeing the most hawkish statements out of the U.K. about you released it, you lied, day of reckoning, you're going to get it, we know you're behind it. Talk about cowboy. This sounds like, you know, I mean, why is British intelligence and the British government so pissed? Am I wrong? I've never heard rhetoric like this since Churchill and Hitler.
There is enormous international, to put it mildly, displeasure.
No, I know there's international. I'm saying some of the loudest voices against China are coming out of the UK. The UK is usually pretty diplomatic. Why is the UK so pissed?
Thank goodness Boris Johnson is now back, having got the Chinese virus himself. He very nearly died of it, but fortunately survived. He's still not very well, but he's back at work. And he sets the tone for the government, because most of them are a bit limp-wristed, but he isn't. And he's very fed up with what China has done. And
of course, sure, that was my question. We don't use the UK on kind of a war footing. That shows how serious this is.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact is that we have been kowtowing to and stupidly borrowing from China for decades. We shouldn't have done. Because the money in which they lend us, it's called the renminbi, is a bogus currency. The internal currency of China that they actually use.
So they're buying up the world with a fiat currency.
So they have this bogus currency, the renminbi, where they can just flick a switch and create money which they then, or theoretical money, which they lend to, say, the British government or the American government. And we then pretend that this is a loan. And that means we have to pay interest and eventually the capital on something that they've created from nothing. We could have done the same for ourselves. That's how this debt trap diplomacy that China has done has meant that because we owe them so much money, the left, of course, will never say anything against their fellow communists. But even center-right, there is concern that if we speak out too much, China will call in its loans and then we'll have to pay them back.
All right, stay there, because you just hit why I wanted you on. We're told we're owned by China now. It's all fiat. Trump, I'm not for fiat currency, but if we're going to be ruled by China, I get Trump going, oh, yeah, here's our fiat. That's better that it's our fiat than theirs. Let's just get down to brass tacks. What England did at the end of World War II, didn't ask for Hitler to do that, had to do it. You're still there. It's not a good path, but it's better than the Chinese fiat ruling us. So let's do real politics with Lord Monckton about where the world is and what we're facing, because let me tell you, you better choose a side, folks. You're with the Chi-Coms or you're with the Anglo-American establishment. That is the point we've reached right now. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, whatsupwiththat.com with Lord Moggs. We'll be right back. If a castle was built by your ancestors, it would have more value to you than just a castle built by somebody else. But if a castle your ancestors had built had been captured by someone, if you recaptured it, it would have more value. So when I said the Anglo-American establishment against the Chi-Coms, that doesn't mean the Anglo-American establishment of the last 60 years that sold out to globalism. I speak of the West and of Christendom and of what's left of it. And now the choice we all have to make. So Lord Monckton is a great geopolitical scientist, a guy that exposed the plan to cut off the economy and starve billions from the beginning. So just instead of getting into China, I should up front with him ask about the big 35,000-foot view. Who are the players? What is this shutdown going to do? Why have they triggered it? Where is it going, and how do we stop it?
Right. Let's be nice to them. Let us, first of all, accept that as the head of the International Virological Institute in South Korea has said, and that's a UN subsidiary, but actually this is a very good man, he says that this particular infection is 10 times more infectious and 10 times more deadly than the flu. Now, admittedly, most of the deadliness is confined to people who are over 60 and who suffer from various diseases that make it easier for the virus to kill them. Young people, the people who are of working age, and children at school, are basically not very much more at risk from this virus than they would be from flu. And at first, this was not very well known because so little data was coming out of China that we didn't know what the pattern of deaths was. We got some early indications, but because so much of what comes out of China is simply made up, we had to wait and find out for ourselves before we could be sure that this is the case. Now, at the moment, governments, most of whom are scientifically illiterate in my experience, haven't really understood that the virus really only kills old and sick people. And so somebody like me, I'm now count as an old person. I don't feel like one, but I count as one. We are at risk. But I do not require to be protected from my fellow citizens. If I want to look after myself and isolate myself from them voluntarily, that is a decision which I can make. I don't need the government to make it for me, and nor, frankly, does any other citizen need that. So we have got to the point now where we know enough about this virus to know that for people of working age, the people that keep the economy going so that they can pay our handsome pensions, they can go back to work, please. There's no longer any need to stop them, provided that a few very sensible and very straightforward precautions are taken. If you're in a crowded indoor space, then try to keep your distance from people a little bit. Wear a face covering, doesn't matter very much what it's made of, because then if you cough or sneeze and you happen to have the virus without even knowing it, you'll be much less likely to spread it to anybody else. These are sensible, simple things that even now, the kind of gormless government in Britain is still saying, well, we don't really know whether it's a good idea for people to wear masks. Just talk to the South Korean head of the public health authority there. That's a separate man from the head of the International Virological Institute. But he also is very good at what he's doing. And there's been hardly any infection in South Korea because they got on top of it straight away, tested everyone, isolated the people who got it, and let everybody else get on with their lives.
So what is the larger agenda saying we can never open? Clearly about getting rid of Trump. And then Bill Gates on TV saying, don't blame China, it's all Trump's fault.
Well, Bill Gates is a communist sympathizer, and he has been for many years. And a lot of these big billionaires find communism attractive, partly because they see China as a source of revenue. But he is not to be trusted on this. The truth is that the people who really know how to deal with this are the South Koreans and the Taiwanese. I mean, the Taiwanese, you know, the true government of China is actually on an island off China's coast. It's the old nationalist government, the Kuomintang, that were kicked out by the communists. But they're still going strong in Taiwan. And they, the moment they got the first few cases of this virus, they isolated everyone, tested everyone, followed up all their contacts, and shut the epidemic down.
And didn't Xi Jinping use this as a giant power grab? Didn't Xi Jinping use it as a giant power grab? To shut down the Taiwanese protests?
No, I'll tell you what happened there. We know that the World Health Organization is a wholly controlled subsidiary of the Communist Party.
So talk about that. Is Trump right to say we're going to cut funding, we're not going to participate in your programs?
Everyone should cut their funding altogether from the World Health Organization. It has 7,000 bureaucrats who spend more than half of the funding they receive on first-class flights and swank hotels all around the world. But they were totally unprepared for this pandemic. And when China lied to them about it, they did not hold it to account. Instead, they fawned upon it in the most disgraceful and head-banging way. And they echoed the lies it was telling for a fatal week.
Let's play devil's advocate. What do you make of Xi Jinping's mouthpieces saying America is to blame for the virus? And there's a Reuters poll out, 10% of Americans believe Trump launched it.
No, this is a marketing ploy. And it shows how terrified the Chinese communists are of their own people. They are desperate, desperate to shift blame. I mean, in Missouri, the Chinese consulate general from Chicago actually got in touch with a Republican senator and said, hey, state senator, and said, hey, you're the president of the state Senate. Could you please put down a resolution congratulating China on how transparent it's been in telling everybody in time exactly all about this virus? And the president of the state Senate, Mr. Roth, said, no, I won't. And he put down a resolution saying precisely the opposite. And so they're clearly they're absolutely desperate now to try to cover this up. They know they can rely on the Democrats to say whatever the Chinese communists want them to say, because the Democrats...
No, I mean, I agree with you, but the cover-up's not working. So what comes next then?
So the propaganda isn't working. And so what comes next, I think, is eventually a trial of China at the International Criminal Court or at a new kind of Nuremberg court, which we would convene, the Western powers you were talking of earlier, we would convene our own court. We would invite China to attend and submit evidence in its defense. It would refuse. We would then try it in its absence, weighing the evidence carefully and having an avocatus diaboli to speak for China. And then the judges would pronounce whether or not they thought that China had committed two particular crimes against humanity. The first is the crime of extermination, because by their failure to, not merely their failure to tell us about this, but the active suppression, both inside and outside China, of all news about this infection, which we can prove. And if you read my document, it's on the...
Lord Moncton, it is. Stay there then. I'm going to give you the floor next 10 minutes. You will have the floor to put on your case. It's a huge document. I read it over this morning, 26 pages. It's amazing. Most of it I knew, but a lot of it I didn't. You're going to have the time when we come back from break to lay out, did China, Communist China, and the World Health Organization conspire to make crimes against humanity? We'll cover it on the other side. Stay with us.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, and Lord Christopher Moncton of whatsupwiththat.com, the leading fighter against the global warming carbon tax. For me, the biggest issue is it's cutting off industry. It's cutting off life in the West. The left's now saying, oh, it cut the carbon print. It's a great thing. CNN, Bill Gates, they're all saying it. Bill Gates is praising China's response, saying Trump did a bad job. You've just got all of this. What's big picture for you? Because you can cover whatever you want. You got the next 10 minutes of airtime without me interrupting. I'm going to just sit back and listen to you to talk about what we're facing. But it just feels so historical right now.
Well, it is historical. Of that, there is no doubt. The word historical is appropriate. This is probably the most serious pandemic since the Great Plague, and that goes back to 1665. I remember it well. And now we have to realize that this plague that was loosed on us by the failure of China is indeed very serious. But let me deal very briefly, before I get on to China's misbehavior, with the point you raise about whether the vast reduction in carbon dioxide emissions that we are carrying out at the moment will make any difference to the global warming question. And the answer on the evidence so far, though it's admittedly early days, is that it's not going to make very much difference at all. And if that proves to continue to be the case, and we'll know at the end of this month when we get the figures for April from Mauna Loa, because in April there really was a big global clampdown. And if that does not show through in the monthly average CO2 emissions chart, then that will tell us two things. It will tell us, first of all, that man is not responsible for the increases in CO2. And therefore, the second thing it tells us is that whatever we do to cut CO2 is not going to make very much difference, if any, to global temperatures.
Beautiful. So and again, I wasn't articulate enough. I get it's all a fraud, and we know that, and you'll have more data to prove it now, and we get that, Lord Monckton. I meant death toll for people having carbon cut off. I care about people. Tell me about that. You're an expert on what cutting carbon off does to people.
That's right. Well, of course, cutting carbon does is exactly what you see around the world. You see an enormous loss of output in everything from agriculture to industry. As a result, people who depend on agriculture to get fed, it's as basic as that, are not going to get fed, just as they wouldn't have got fed if the extreme greens had got their way and reduced the population of the planet by 9/10. That has.
And by the way, you put out an equation like a decade ago. I don't want to misquote you, but you were predicting if they got the cuts they wanted, a billion dead over how many decades. Here it is. World Health Program head says instead of 10 million dying, 30 million die this year. That's the Global Mail. Now AP reports 130 million brink of starvation. Which number, sir, is correct? My God, not even a million dead from COVID-19, but they're saying
the
130 million dead.
The answer is nobody knows how many are going to get killed by the virus. Nobody knows how many are going to be starved.
Sure, but this validates you saying cutting off the economy kills a lot of people. Now the UN says 130 million dead? God almighty.
If you shut down the economy, you have to be careful that you don't do more damage and cause more disease and death, both mental as well as physical disease, of course, and death, by doing that, than you would by letting the virus run.
My point is, sir, this vindicates your harping for decades. You've been on the show for like 15 years that if you cut carbon, it causes mass death. Here's the UN saying 30 to 130 million dead the next 2 years if this continues. This vindicates what you said.
Absolutely. They are now being made by this crisis to face how extremely misconceived their policy of trying to cut global warming by attacking CO2 actually was. And consider Governor Cuomo in New York, for instance. Now, New York has a very high population density. You have all those projects with vast great tower blocks, people piled one on top of the other, all having to use the same lift. Let's get down to the people here. What happens is, if you get a pandemic getting into New York, it's going to kill, as it has killed, a lot of people. And yet what the UN's Agenda 2030 policy says is that people who live in the countryside like me must be told not to do that for the sake of the rabbits and the bunnies. We must go and live in these huge tower blocks in the cities so that they can kill us all off with infections, I suppose. So that is now going to have to be rethought, as is the whole global warming storyline. The reason I raise this business about the CO2 measurements not showing the decline that the left had expected is very important, because that will show even to the left that their policy of trying to regulate CO2 was purposeless and calculated to do not only damage but cause widespread death.
And that's why I bring this up, Lord Monckton, because you were the guy pioneering that carbon cuts cause death, and now they're admitting you're right. I mean, this is huge. You don't care about vindication, but vindication brings realization and action.
Well, eventually, I think this is right. Already, they've had to cancel the futile UN Gabfest, which they have every December. It was going to be in Glasgow this year, which would have been very good for the delegates, because Glasgow is a bit of a dump. But anyway, that's been cancelled. And that's going to remind them that they could actually perfectly well do these conferences online these days. You do not need physically to go somewhere in your private jet, as Al Gore used to do. Instead, you can do it all online. But the important message here is, and this is why it ties into global warming, which is why I mentioned this business of the CO2 having huge emissions cuts, but this is not showing through in the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere. That's a very, very important point. That's one to watch in the coming months. Because if that carries on, then it will tell me that where the CO2 is coming from is the oceans, where there's 70 times as much of it as there is in the air. But if I may, I'm going to switch from that back to the main topic here, which is what are we going to do to prevent China from releasing yet another pandemic?
Oh, I'm glad you make that point, because even New York Times admits all major pandemics of the last 40 years come out of China. Why is that? What is going on there, Lord Monckton?
Well, there are two reasons why this is. The first is that it's a communist country, And therefore, the people are treated like dirt and live in filthy conditions. And they have, for take the wet market, which is where the Chinese say that the virus originated. I suspect that...
No, it's
that
a filthy
came.
Spectacle of garbage, but exactly. But still, it's still there.
It's still there. It's still open. It's still allowing live animals of different species to rub against each other in very crowded cages so that they can transmit diseases between themselves. So if you get a pangolin, a protected species that only the Chinese...
Nothing against the Chinese, but no one in their right mind would eat anything that came out of something like this.
No, but they do, because the government keeps them in such abject poverty and misery that they, you know, that's all that they're used to. So they put up with it. They wouldn't if they knew how much cleaner and better things are in the West. And of course, the Chinese are doing their best to make sure that only those trusted by the party are allowed to come to our universities and spread communism there. So the Chinese have been the source of, just looking at the last few, that there was SARS number one in 2002 to 2003, where they were criticized for not telling the World Health Organization or the rest of the world in time. Fortunately, that one fizzled out without having gone very far. Then there was swine flu, which until COVID came along was the biggest killer. COVID has now overtaken swine flu as the biggest killer. And swine flu took 18 months to kill somewhere between
100,000
people. And this has taken 3 or 4 weeks. So it's much more dangerous. And the problem is that we cannot any longer afford to have communism, whether in China or in the West or anywhere in the world. Communism and any form of totalitarianism like that, where you have a powerful elite which is always more concerned to protect its own reputation and its power than it is to look after the people or care about...
All right, Christopher Monckton, stay there then. Come back and tell us the battle plan for 1776 worldwide. How do we defeat this? How does Trump win? What do we do? Again, you're part of UKIP, part of all the great work that Nigel Farage has done, a great thought leader. Lord Christopher Monckton, whatsupwiththat.com. We'll be right back with Lord Monckton. Really great to have him on with us. Alex Jones here, back live. Fourth hour about to start. I'll do two segments and then have Gerald Celente take over with the latest breaking news. You know, I don't want to be an enemy of the FBI. I want to believe our government's good. But now it's come out in federal documents that the FBI lied on 302s about General Flynn and said that he said things he never said. They were ordered by Obama and Hillary to go lie. That just scares me that they have got people that ready to commit crimes. But they're being mopped up. They're being defeated right now. But they're using this virus to shut down the economy. Christopher Monckton is here with us. And he's been a top advisor to Margaret Thatcher. He's a great author, researcher. whatsupwiththat.com. What about solutions? How do we go on the offense? Who are the players? The big grand design, Lord Monckton, what do you see about to happen? And what can we as little people do?
Right. First, we'll start with the relationship between China and the WHO. The last two leaders of the WHO, Margaret Chan, who was from Hong Kong, a communist, and now Ghebreyesus from Ethiopia, a communist, a member of the China-funded Tigray Liberation Front, which is one of four such Marxist parties that constituted the government. He has a history of failing to admit that an outbreak of infection is an outbreak of infection. There were three separate outbreaks of cholera because the government in Ethiopia was communist and not competent. There you see Ghebreyesus with Xi Jinping, the present Chinese dictator. And Ghebreyesus, on three occasions, said that these cholera outbreaks were just watery diarrhea. And so when China came along and tried to deny that there was a serious outbreak in Wuhan, the Ghebreyesus went along with China, and every time China uttered a lie, within the day, Ghebreyesus would make a statement parroting exactly the same lie, and often very much in the same words. So Ghebreyesus is a serious problem, and he is going to have to go, as is his former deputy, Aylward, another communist, who, when interviewed by a Hong Kong radio station recently about whether Taiwan which is the nationalist, non-communist island off China, had been doing a good job in controlling the pandemic, which it has. It's just about the best in the world, along with South Korea. Aylward wouldn't even refer to Taiwan as a separate country. He referred to it as a province of China. And the World Health Organization then used data given to it by Peking about the spread of the pandemic in Taiwan, data which was inaccurate, rather than using data from Taiwan, which the WHO excludes from membership of the WHO. So all of that is going to have to be put right. We're going to have to exclude China from the WHO, unless and until, on pain of massive damages, it agrees that in future it will comply with the international health regulations. We're going to have to admit Taiwan to the World Health Organization, whether China likes it or not. So Ghebreyesus and his deputy, former deputy Aylward, must go. And so must Ryan, who is the head of emergency programs at the WHO, another communist who gave the most cringing, head-banging speech about China in front of the Chinese foreign minister at the Munich Security Conference on February the 15th, just before the world was shut down. These people have all got to go. And until they do, I think we must all defund the WHO. Now, Britain hasn't defunded it. We're always too goody-two-shoes about these things. We pay a fortune to these supranational organizations, and we shouldn't. So that's the first step. Otherwise, this is going to happen again. The next thing I think that most people, getting back to your emphasis on people, Alex, are going to be interested in is how do we get out of these lockdowns safely and without killing any more people than this wretched virus already has? And here I think the answer is as follows. First of all, there are a number of businesses which take place out of doors, training for football clubs, farming, two obvious examples. Those businesses can restart pretty much straight away because the evidence, such as it is, and there's still not really enough of it to make definitive decisions, is that the virus doesn't spread very effectively out of doors. Like many of these viruses, it's an indoor problem. So what do we do about indoors? Well, there are two things. First of all, if you are not taking a daily dose of vitamin G, 1,000 international units or 25 micrograms of a gel tablet of vitamin D3, that's the one you need. You need to take that because so far the only credible research on what actually does work to slow down the chance, lessen the chance of your catching the virus and slow down its effects if you do, is vitamin D. It's the one thing that has been comprehensively...
And by the way, not to interrupt, Lord Monckton, they're literally SWAT teaming medical facilities giving vitamin C and D3 to people and saying, no, there's no treatment for COVID, even though the doctors are authorized to give that, period, because it's not even a prescription. Who got in control of Big Pharma to say no hope, no vitamin C, no D3, no zinc? And the president's even attacked for mentioning that.
A paper in one of the leading medical journals just 2 years ago went into the effectiveness of vitamin D3.
No, obviously, you die without it. So what I'm saying is it's essential. It's on the damn label. So since when did Big Pharma, even since the U.S. president mentioning zinc, he brings out zinc back like he was wearing a Nazi flag or something. I mean, they just freak out. What's causing that?
Well, certainly, I don't know. Of course, the president is in a very hard place. He would love to find a cure. And he, first of all, talked about hydroxychloroquine in association with azithromycin. He not only talked about it at a press conference and was promptly and rightly, in my view, contradicted by Dr. Fauci, but also he tweeted about it. And that led to people rushing out to buy it. And that, unfortunately, can have, doesn't always, but it can have very strong side effects.
Sure, if you don't have zinc already, it can cause a problem.
That's right. But don't get this particular medication unless your doctor has said that it's right for you. Whereas vitamin D, you can safely take a dose of that. You can buy it over the counter. It's cheap as chips.
No, I agree. I think hydroxychloroquine and things are a distraction from vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc.
I think that's right. I'm less sure about zinc. I haven't seen enough evidence on that. Vitamin C certainly is generally effective against viruses. Vitamin D against this particular virus, still more so.
And that's why I've had medical doctors on that just keep interrupting, going, forget zinc, Jones, vitamin D, vitamin D3. So why is that?
Concentrate on vitamin D3.
If you were the science advisor to Margaret Thatcher, I mean, you're a scientist. You should be able to speak to this. They say no one can. Why is vitamin D3 so important? Vitamin D?
Is that this virus doesn't like sunlight in any form, and it doesn't like the sunlight which gets on your skin turns into vitamin D3. That's why.
So D3 is literally like captured sunlight.
It's like captured sunlight, and it's cheap, and it is proven. This is the other thing. You see, I am actually working on a medication at the moment against this virus. I think the chance that it will work is pretty remote. But there is a chance because somebody appears to have inserted at four points in the outer proteins of this pathogen, they've inserted chunks of the HIV virus.
See, you didn't want to go there. Hold on, do five more minutes with us. We got to go to break. You have the discoverer of HIV, Nobel Prize winner, saying it's man-made, Indian scientists saying it, major universities, and exactly. So we're going to come back from break. We'll do five more minutes with Lord Monckton. Because he's a really smart cookie. He's starting to say it. What does it mean that HIV delivery systems have been put in here? Now, let me say this. When I promote our multivitamins or I promote our vitamin D3, I've been selling these for 5 years, some of them 10 years. We've had our own company 10 years. So I promote this because it's essential and it makes everybody's lives better. We've got high quality versions. I'm not saying it's a treatment or I'm not saying it's a cure for COVID-19. The media is saying that. They're damn liars. What I'm saying is, X2, deep earth crystal, 8 to 12,000 feet, pure iodine. Nobody else that I know has this. We have to get a DEA license to have this at a factory locked up in a safe because they can do a lot of stuff with the raw. But once it's put in the palm oil, it's safe. We also have the other vitamin mineral fusion that's got zinc and so many things with it. And we also have Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus. That's how we fund our operation. But I went out and said, what is the ultimate multivitamin mineral system? And they said, this is it. So we put it out years ago. They're attacking me going, Jones claims you need all this stuff. No, that's all a lie, folks. We're promoting products we know that are essential to human activity, like oxygen, like water, like vitamin C, but that's how we fund ourselves. And yeah, we're selling snake food. We have the biggest, best storable food company in the world, but they claim selling storable food to be prepared and have a backup is bad. So I'm calling it snake food, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. At the lowest high-quality price you're going to find from any reputable company. They say food is now a conspiracy theory. You don't need food. You don't need water. You don't need sunlight. Well, it's all a damn lie. InfoWarsStore.com. But since Lord Monckton brought it up, the whole bioweapon angle of this and the insertions in the virus, we'll talk about it in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
I got off the riverboat New Orleans in the spring of 82. I walked into a gambling house, as gamblers often do. I had myself a drink, and I joined in a poker game. The dealer was a woman, so I asked her for her name. She smiled at me so pretty, but a hush fell over the place as a big man crossed the table, stood up and slapped my face.
Well, Lord Monckton's one of the smartest people I know. What's up with that.com? And it's limited time we have left with him. You were getting into the virus's provenance, its lineage, its family line. And here's, you know, mainstream news. Nobel bio researcher, COVID-19 was lab accident. Says it was man-made, leaked. Well, we already have major institutes saying that. Reports up on InfoWars.com, Communist China's Crimes Against Humanity. In closing, you were starting to get into the gene insertions, the HIV delivery system involved with this virus.
Yes, the GP41 protein that comes from the HIV virus appears to have been inserted or somehow have arrived, let's put it no stronger than that, at four points in the very short genome of COVID-19. It only has 30,000 base pairs, which is tiny for a living organism. So the researchers at the Wuhan P4 laboratory, which is supposed to be a high security laboratory under the control of the military, were doing research, I think, that was intended to make the coronavirus more easily infect humans, not so that they could use it as a bioweapon, but so that they could find a vaccine against it in case another of these coronaviruses got out. I think the purpose was a perfectly respectable one.
Exactly. However, people keep saying, if it's biomade, why it's not super deadly? Well, it is deadly. They were trying to create a vaccine for it.
That's right. I think that's what was going on. And it got out because the containment procedures at the laboratory were sloppy. And this has been known for some years. Even the Obama administration that used to fund that laboratory
froze it in 2015.
Yeah, when it realized how dangerous it was. And a containment detonator failed to go off when a vial full of contaminated bat blood and urine spilt on a graduate researcher there. She has now her name is still on the website of the laboratory, but her photograph and her thesis and her bio have disappeared.
And there's a Chi-Com culture to cover up. That communism does that. Like, capitalism rewards you for exposing flaws. Communism punishes you.
And exactly. And so they won't say where she is. So she has been disappeared. And that is the second of the two crimes against humanity of which China is guilty. The first one, of course, causing extermination by not reporting the virus properly. That is in conspiracy with the WHO. I think they're guilty of that. And this second crime of disappearing people who tried to blow the whistle. Seven doctors have gone missing, as well as this researcher. That's a very serious crime against humanity as well. And the world can no longer tolerate communism, however much it has infected our universities. We've got to get
rid
of
it. Why does communism produce the bio leaks and the nuclear reactor leaks? Why does it do this?
Because they're desperate to try to make themselves look like a real Western economy. Trying to run a command economy profitably is extremely difficult. Because the
if I get my employees involved in incentives, they all do great. If I tried to command them without, it would not work. Like incentives
That's
make things work.
They have, and so they're always trying to gain an advantage by, you know, developing new and fancy drugs, et cetera, and they're not very good at it. They're not very good at what they do. That's why all these personal protective masks and gowns from China have been in the wrong boxes. They don't work. They're not up to standard. And, you know, every country that's had them, from Turkey to Spain, twice.
Because the manager is demanding bulk instead of quality.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Because the bosses are demanding bulk, not quality.
Well, they're desperate for bulk, of course, but they had hoped they would get quality. But, of course, from China, you don't. That's the trouble. It's a third world country pretending to be
a first
world.
We're back in 60 seconds, Lord Monckton. Do a final statement for us. When we come back, then Gerald Celente takes over. I'm Alex Jones.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you were... Gerald Celente is about to take over in about 10 minutes. Lord Christopher Monckton, one of the smartest people I know, the guy that pioneered exposing globalism. Now we see the carbon being cut off. We see the UN saying between 30 and 130 million are about to die. I try to tell NPR host I've been on with, they don't even want to hear about it. It's all just about COVID-19, the hysteria. We're not saying there isn't some lab-made cold virus that's more deadly than usual. I'm not denying that. I'm saying the hype and the fear is the hysteria. Lord Monckton, how do we navigate out of this? Who's to blame? What else do you expect to happen? What about those trying to blame President Trump? I'm not sycophantic. I get persecuted for supporting the president, but I still do what I think's right, and I don't think President Trump's done a bad job. What do you think?
The president is doing his best. Like Boris Johnson on this side of the Atlantic, he was late in realizing how dangerous this virus actually is. And therefore, he didn't take the step of locking down the country in time. Once you fail to do what South Korea and Taiwan did, if you allow a virus as dangerous as this to go unchecked, then it will kill a lot of people. And one model we had here in the UK said it might have killed 40 million worldwide this year if it hadn't been stopped. It largely has been stopped now. And so now we can move to end the lockdowns much faster than the Democrats would ever like to think, and a lot faster even than some Republicans would like to think. Of course, the extreme right-wing Republicans have been saying there shouldn't have been a lockdown in the first place. That, I'm afraid, I'm going to have to say this to Alex, was wrong. The lockdowns were necessary in those countries.
Oh, I'm not bragging, but I personally advised the president 8 weeks ago that he had to do some lockdowns or he'd be blamed with the deaths that would come. I get deaths happen.
It's no longer needed because the rate at which the infection is growing is dropping just about everywhere. In most places, it's dropped below replacement. So now the numbers
are... Is Trump accurate that sunlight was killing it?
Sunlight does kill it. So if you're out of doors, you're reasonably, though not completely safe. You still want to avoid close contact. Try to keep 16 feet away from anybody else while you're out of doors, if you can. It's safer than the 6 foot limit. And indoors, make sure that you wear very comprehensive clothing. Wear gloves, which you should change frequently. These gloves you can throw away. And wear some sort of face covering. And then if you're under 60, and you're not suffering from any of the well-known diseases that help this virus to kill you, which diabetes is one, obesity is another. Smoking, interestingly, appears to be rather a good thing against this virus. That's still to be researched, but the early
signs
are...
Because your lungs are used to being assaulted.
So people who are smoking don't seem to be getting this as much as people who don't. And we don't yet know why. So I'm not giving that as medical advice. Let me be very clear. None of what I
think I know why. I'm not giving medical advice, but there's an autoimmune response like the Spanish flu in 1918. They think people that are salting their lungs, the lungs just aren't insulted by the virus.
But we don't yet know that. So let's not go there. But what we can say is that provided... people, you know, they now know this virus is dangerous. They can be trusted. I'm a great thing for trusting the people. Once they know the thing's dangerous, once we've dealt with the crisis and stopped the hospitals from being overwhelmed, which we've now done, now you can say to the young people, fine, go back to work, but be cautious about it. And to the old people like me who are at risk from this virus, well, it's up to me to take my own precautions. I don't need the state to lock everybody else down for my sake. So it is now possible, I think immediately really possible, for every country where the rate of increase in what are called active cases, people actually now in hospital, is no longer growing, they're now declining. Those countries can now safely begin unlocking their economies. And the sooner, the better.
No, I agree. There's so in closing, what about the institutional attacks, though, on vitamin C, on D3, on zinc from the beginning? I mean, that just seems like they wanted to exacerbate this.
Well, certainly in this country, we've had no attack on vitamin C.
No, not there. I'm saying here, they're SWAT teaming medical doctors that are giving it. I'm not a big.
Well, they shouldn't do that because
all these I'm kind of a doctor phobe, but I read the statistics years ago. I started getting vitamin C things every few months. I don't like them. They're amazing.
Let's get this clear. We cannot say that if you take lots of vitamin C or vitamin D, this will cure you or prevent you ever getting sick. There is evidence that it helps. And if you're deficient in vitamin D3, then taking D3 helps a lot. It very greatly...
No, but listen to me. I agree with you. What I'm saying is, all over Europe, the U.S. the last 10 years, there are two within a mile from my house. Medical doctors there. I go in, they put a needle in my arm. I get vitamin C, I get B12, and I get other things. It's the way I quit drinking, is they have this amino acid that makes you not want alcohol. They jammed that in my arm 2 years ago. I didn't want alcohol for 6 months. It made me stop drinking. This is a medical doctor doing it. They're now SWAT teaming these very facilities that have approved stuff that, like, changed my life. All I'm saying is, I'm a free person. I'm not using heroin. I'm not out using marijuana. No, shouldn't I go to a medical doctor and be able to get what I want?
The danger is that these health authorities are becoming too bossy, and they're trying to take away from doctors the ancient right which has existed since Hippocrates, and it's called the officinal formula, by which any doctor can prescribe absolutely anything to a patient, provided that doctor in his professional
judgment no harm.
is convinced that that patient will benefit rather than suffer if he takes that particular substance. That's the rule.
Exactly. They're taking the power of the priesthood.
FDA,
let me say this more modern, because they're taking the power of the priesthood directly from the doctors in the practice to these computerized systems.
They're trying to, but they can't overcome the officinal formula. When I was doing research into virology at one point, a global warming campaigner tried to make a complaint that I was conducting unauthorized clinical trials, and I had to speak to the Medicines Control Agency, one of these great bureaucracies in Britain. And in the end, I had to order them to stand away. I said, look, we have to try out medications on small numbers of patients to find out whether we've got enough of an indication.
Well, yeah, Trump passed a law
to put in an application for a clinical trial. And so I told them, get off my back or I'll go straight to the High Court and have you shut down. And they retreated in very, very rapid order.
No, but I agree. Trump talks about right to try.
If you're a doctor watching this and you're being bullied by the health authorities because you think you want to prescribe something for a patient which you, in your professional judgment, think is good for that patient under the officinal formula, which is worldwide, nobody has been able to legislate against it, you are entitled to prescribe that medication and they are not allowed to tell you.
All right, let me stop you in closing because you get mad at me when I interrupt because you're so smart and I totally agree with you. The basic ancient rite of medicine, thousands of years old, says that you have these degrees, you've done it, you should be able to test it. If your peers find you wrong, you can get in trouble. So these bureaucracies coming in, the UN coming in and saying what doctors can do is a giant rape of those rights.
That's exactly it, but they're not succeeding. The officinal formula, this right of doctors to prescribe what they think will do their patient more good than harm, that right is an unchallengeable, inalienable, necessary right of the medical profession. I'm not a doctor, so I don't have that right, but every doctor does have that right, and he should not be bullied into failing to exercise that right. And if he remembers those magic words, officinal formula, he will find that the bureaucrats who've been trying to stop him will run a mile. So there's a tip. But just to wind up now on this wretched virus, yes, the lockdowns can now be brought carefully and responsibly, but immediately to an end, particularly for those under 60. They can go straight back to work and just take sensible precautions. People can be trusted to do sensible things if you don't treat them like children. Try to treat them like children, and they will rebel and behave badly. So I say to the international authorities, start treating your populations like adults. We all understand that this virus is a lot more dangerous than flu. We didn't to start with, we do now. Knowing this, you can trust us to be sensible about what we do and who we meet and how we meet them and how close we get to them. Leave
Fort it. Monton, to- we're out of time. Talk to you soon. We love you. Thank you so much. Stay with us.
I miss Long Beach and I miss you. Baby.
Gerald Celente is about to take over. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Owen Schroyer is coming up, 3 p.m. Central. And I'm not a dramatic person, but if you could see the attack this place is under, well, you see the attack the president's under, you see the attack we're under. I just want to tell you, we're faithful and we'll hold the line until the end, until we win or until we break. But I'm not backed down yet, folks. I can't. Like, I've never felt stronger in this fight, but I realized I just did an hour and a half of radio and never plugged one thing. I'm my biggest enemy. If I plug every segment, we have plenty of money to fund this whole place. I end up going hours not plugging. So we've got products you need. InfoWarsStore.com, X2, Deep Earth, High Quality Iodine Crystals, essential building block of the body. Nobody else that I know of has true Deep Earth crystals of this purity. You have to get a DEA license for us to even be able to get this. This is 50% off back in, sold out for almost 2 months. And we've also got the new essential oils in three different flavors, peppermint, eucalyptus, and of course, lavender. That's back. It's a hand sanitizer with the essential oil that funds our operation. And the storable food, just something good to have 25 years. It's in there. You mix in with what you got. It's a good default to make. You know, you see the stuff going on with General Flynn. He was an advisor of the president. So the FBI came and lied on 302s about what he said, and it's all come out. I can tell you that soon you'll learn about it. They're like, hey, you turn against Trump, we're not going to arrest you. Well, go go to hell, man. I'm not doing this. I'm a good person. I'm proud of actually who I've been in my life. And so whatever you're going to do, go ahead and do it. But it actually doesn't make me feel good that I can call him, talk to the president or talk to his advisors, and that he responds. It scares me. He's totally surrounded, folks. And this country's totally surrounded. And I just believe in your strength. I believe in your strength to say no to this, your strength to say no to the globalists, the Chi-Coms, and your strength to spread the word about Gerald Celente about to come up and tell everybody you know on Facebook and Twitter and Google. But everybody from General Flynn to Roger Stone that has advised the president is indicted. It's not like I'm even that smart. I like, oh, Mr. President, here's the video from Cedar Sinai you mentioned where you're putting light in the lungs kills COVID-19. And man, the phone rings like, we're going to indict you. Here's the subpoenas. We're going to indict you. What do you want? Stop talking to the president. I'm like, wait a minute. Me talking to no one else will do it. This doesn't seem like a power trip. Like, we're this weak that no one will even talk to the president. He's so isolated. How do we get him into office? We, the people, elected him, and they're trying to repudiate all of us. So Gerald Celente is going to take over right now. But I was talking to one of the top White House advisors this morning, and they said, send me a link. You're really saying the Nobel Prize winner for HIV says it was man-made? And I sent it to them. They go, oh, we'll get that right to the president. That's how paralyzed Trump is. And that's why he needs we the people to get the word out to him. So history's happening right now. Gerald Celente takes over. Thank you so much, Gerald. We love you.
No, thanks for having me on, Alex, and thanks for all that you do. And, you know, here's my take on the whole COVID thing with China. Look at one of our top trends for 2020. Remember, these came out in December. That's when we put our top trends for the new year. And one of them was the New World Disorder. There were protests going on around the world. Hong Kong, France, Lebanon, Algeria, Chile, Bolivia, Peru, India, all over the world. They couldn't stop it. The big one was China, with their inability to stop the protests going on in Hong Kong. These things have been going on for months. They couldn't put them down. And I was on a number of Hong Kong TV shows throughout the period. And I'm talking to these producers and other people off the air. They couldn't stop it from happening. And everything they did to try to stop it wasn't working. All of a sudden, COVID-19. And then you go back to January 28th, our Trends Journal, which of course now is a weekly, and the headline read, Coronavirus, 106 dead in China, 1.4 billion still alive. So this is coming out, and I'm saying, why are they telling me 106 people died in China of a virus when you got about 1.5 million a year that are dying of air pollution? They're walking around with their masks all the time. And this place is filthy. And then all of a sudden, the lockdowns happen. Again, let's pretend that China, or believe, whatever you want to do, because the motto of the Trends Journals, think for yourself, that they're cooking the books. And a lot more people died. Let's say 1 million people died of COVID in China. Man-made, made by bats, whatever happened. Never let a critical issue go to waste. All of a sudden, the Chinese shut down the Hong Kong protests. Remember, Hong Kong is the banking capital of Asia. This thing was going down along with the Chinese equity markets. They couldn't stop it. But they stopped it with the COVID hysteria. And then the Western media picked up on it. As we're on the air right now, what is it, over 200,000 people have died around the world since this pandemonium panic broke out? out of a global population of 7.7 billion. And again, 1.5 million died in China last year.
That's not one drop of blood out of a human body. Sorry to interrupt. It's literally a total hysteria.
Exactly. So here's what I'm saying, Alex. The Chinese invented it to do it to stop the Hong Kong riots. They could not put them down. And every government now has latched onto it. Hey, look at India. What do they have? 1.3 billion people? How many deaths are there? Under 1,000? And look how filthy that joint is to live in.
From your mouth to God's ear. So it's a giant hysterical hoax confirmed.
Yep. And the Chinese did it to stop the protests that were going on in China that they were unable to do. No matter what they did, they couldn't put them down. This stopped them. And the dictators all around the world did the same thing. Chile, Bolivia, India, France. They all shut down the protests, and the Chinese did it because that was the only way to stop it. And the prostitute media picked up on it, and the rest of the low-life politicians, politics, many ticks in this country and others took advantage of it.
Daryl Salente, you're on fire, and that's it. The statistics show it. But despite the fact the hoax has now been proven to be a fraud, we're being told to back it or we don't care because every death is our fault. That's how they pose as the saviors of this whole thing. Daryl Salente,
death, the people that are dying, again, the facts are all there. They're elderly, that are chronically ill, they're obese, they're suffering from diabetes, lung disease, respiratory.
No, you're totally right. So counter it when we come back. Daryl Salente, the top trends forecaster, straight ahead. Not backing down in the face of globalist garbage.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Salente.
Hello, hello, hello. Great to be on with the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for all the... Well, I can't be happy. I gotta be miserable. They're taking joy out of life. You could get arrested if you're too happy. Can't have a good time anymore. No, no, no. Yeah. Again, the facts are all here. Death toll spikes at nursing homes. From the toilet paper record. Diabetes, lung, and heart disease common in U.S. coronavirus patients. Reuters. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. But I'm reading to you from stuff that happened back in March and weeks ago. It's all forgotten. Coronavirus particularly unkind to those who are obese. Another Reuters story. Now, let's take a look at this. Who's dying from the coronavirus? And they say, like that little boy over here, the daddy's boy, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, born on third base and thought he had a home run, that Cuomo, going on about, you don't care about who dies, but who dies. You know, yeah, there he is, the daddy boy who renamed the Tappan Zee Bridge the Mario Cuomo Bridge, like his father's better than mine. Take it easy, Junior. So, talking about the hoax that's being put on us, look at his other little brother there, the Chrissy Cuomo on the Cartoon News Network, CNN. If it was so deadly, Andy, your brother would be dead. Again, the facts are there. We detail it in the Trends Journal week after week. It's a weekly magazine. All the data is there. Elderly, chronically ill. And again, the numbers are there. Now the Wall Street Journal reported that out of the 55,000 or 50,000 plus people who died in America, well over 10,000 are from elder care. From the reports that came in already that were chronically ill, but a number of states, including Washington and California, and numbers of others, aren't reporting the dead coming out of elder care homes. And let's go back to the beginning of this. Where did they die first? In Washington State. And where did they die in Washington State? At elder care homes, Kirkland, Washington. Again, obese, diabetics, America obese? You know, one of my lines is, you ever hear the expression, pigs can't fly? You been to the airport lately? 42% of Americans are obese. 70% are overweight. This is what's killing the people. These are the people that should be quarantined, not the healthy people. And even at the numbers they're putting out there, and again, we know the numbers are fake. Detailed in the Trends Journal, I'm sure it's been on InfoWars as well. The doctor from Minnesota, and showing the details several weeks ago, how the Centers for Disease Control put out, if it's expected, not proven, mark it off as COVID-19, because then you'll get extra money for the hospitals if it's a COVID-19 death. So even this low number, again, you're looking at 50-some thousand dead in a population of 330 million adds up to not a lot. And again, when you look at the other numbers, what is it, 840,000 people died of smoke-related diseases last year? Already the Centers for Disease Control are saying that almost 60,000 people in the United States have already died of the flu. So the numbers are all cooked. And if you're going to isolate and quarantine everybody, then isolate the people that are ill and that can be, you know, subjected to this. To show you how much they're lying, and it's not only the United States, it's worldwide. This is from Euronews. This is out of Belgium. Country of 11 million people have over 6,200 recorded coronavirus-related deaths. You ready for this? Just as I've been saying, more than half of those deaths were recorded in retirement homes. Here's the punchline. And of the total deaths that occurred in those homes, 4% were cases confirmed by a coronavirus test. 96% were suspected ones. They lie. You got it. They're lying. This is a takeover. It's a takeover by the sick politicians that are power-hungry freaks. The cover of the new Trends Journal coming out, it's going to be dumb enough to believe George Bush's wars. And a great illustration by Anthony Frieda, who's been on Alex Jones' show, down, took a trip down there and does a lot of work for us in the Trends Journal. And he has a great Anthony Frieda of George Bush that looks like Alfred E. Newman. Dumb enough to believe Bush's wars, dumb enough to believe COVID 19 ones. And just as these low-life, slimy, pathological, lying psychopaths and sociopathical politicians don't have an exit strategy to get us out of the wars that they start overseas, they don't have an exit strategy for the COVID war. We are entering the greatest depression. It's already begun. And by the way, we're going to be doing a webinar. You could go to trendsjournal.com and sign up for it, trendsjournal.com. It's this coming Thursday, April 30th. And we'll be taking questions and answers to help people prepare for the future. Because this is coming down like nothing we've ever seen before. And if we don't fight for our freedom now, we are going to die in war. History is repeating itself. I've said this before. You had currency wars, trade war with Japan back in the 1930s, the Great Depression, World War II. We had currency wars and trade wars with China. The greatest depression has begun. When all else fails, they take you to war. World War III will be the war to end all wars because it'll end all life on Earth, or most of it. It'll be the war that Albert Einstein warned us about. They asked him, what kind of weapons will be used to fight the Third World War? This is the cat with the atomic bomb, right? He said, I don't know. He said, but they'll be using sticks and stones to fight the fourth. If we don't stand up and fight for freedom, to fight for our constitutional and Bill of Rights, we have these moronic, psychopathic sickos, the George W. Bushes of the world 2.0, that are going to kill us if we don't fight for freedom. And I am a warrior for the Prince of Peace. We'll be right back.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great to be on The Alex Jones Show. And remember, do what you can to support InfoWars. We got to fight for freedom. And this is one of the places to do it. Of course, the Trends Journal is the other one. So do what you can. And Survival Shield X2 is back in stock and 50% off. You know, the globalists want you to be run down and unhealthy so they can dominate your life, and you're seeing it right now. So fight back with one of nature's greatest essentials. Survival Shield X2 is now back in stock and 50% off. You know, in the 1920s, the medical establishment was clear. You need iodine to live. Without it, you'll die. Or, the very least, you'll probably have a reduced IQ. I guess George W. Bush never had a dose of iodine. But even today, iodine deficiency is still a serious problem. You bet it is. Look how dumb everybody is. The World Health Organization estimates that nearly 50 million people will suffer from some kind of mental impairment related to iodine deficiency. They should be pumping up the whole world with iodine because we got a mental deficiency by all the morons believing the garbage coming out from the mainstream media about COVID-19. So get your Survival Shield X2. It's back in stock. Go to InfoWarsStores.com and read the reviews. Discover the shocking facts behind nascent iodine to secure your bottle today at 50% off. And again, while supplies last. And you can see how the supplies of important things are going away and how hard it is to get them back. So get it now. I want to stay on the health issue of the COVID-19 because the prostitutes say nothing about it. One of our other top trends for 2020 was homeless and helpless. How about the homeless epidemic was really sweeping the United States and a lot of the world? As I mentioned, the New World Disorder, people were demonstrating everywhere because of poverty, lack of basic living conditions, etc. If the COVID-19 was as deadly as the low-life Newsoms over there in California, who our staff called up for a week trying to get the quote from him when he said his decisions were based on scientific data. To get the scientific data, they gave us back nothing. They gave us back more of his BS. If it was so deadly, all those homeless people, very not socially distanced, would be dead all over the place, according to the little low-life prostitutes and the governors of a state near you. Why aren't the homeless packing the hospital? There they are. No social distancing. And that's another thing. They made up this social distancing stuff. There's no hard data on that. It's as phony as the other numbers they gave. Remember, this was going to kill 2 million people when it broke out. And that other low-life piece of garbage crap, Fauci. Yeah, take out, keep the F and put another couple of U's and C's in there. And that's who he is. Yeah, remember how many were going to die? Now it's down to what, 60-something thousand. Yeah, but yes, next year it's going to get worse. It'll keep spreading more fear. Look at this little lowlife. A little sellout boy. Sellout to the big farmer. Yeah, the big farmer with a little you-know-what. One freak after another running and ruining our lives. Staying on the data. So far in the United States, according to the data for the Centers for Disease Control, fatalities were highest in persons aged 85 and older. It's all there. Diabetes, lung and heart disease, common in U.S. coronavirus patients. Centers for Disease Control. Again, the obese. And look at the places where they haven't locked down. Sweden. Hey, they're still sweet in Sweden. They're going out. Oh, something's closed down a little bit. Ain't having the time of their life like they used to. Hey, Taiwan. Whoop, opened up. Japan, very low rate. They didn't go into a major lockdown. Americans are dying because of their health. We are one of the most unhealthy nations in the world. One of our 2019 top trends was ready to explode. About the weight and obesity and diabetic problems in the United States and all the implications from it. Keep gobbling down those Big Macs. Matter of fact, staying on that, Domino's sales are going up. That's right. People are getting more Domino's pizza as an Italian. Madonna, if anybody ate a piece of Domino's, they would only call you, get out of here. That's the stuff that people are eating. Gadisha, what do you think? I mean, look at the junk that people are eating. That's what's killing them. Again, if the homeless were susceptible to this, the hospitals would be packed. So, another country that's closed down, that hasn't closed down, and I believe at this time they have about 70 people dead out of a population, I'm going to guess, it's around 10 or 11 million. A place called Belarus. No lockdown at all. A handful of dead. So here's the way the toilet paper or record. They would never write this about Sweden. 10 million, 9.5 million. I was close. They said 11. Here's the headline from the toilet paper of record in yesterday's paper. An autocrat sets his nation apart by imposing no restrictions at all. A big story. Look at this. How dare
He let the people be free. How dare he? An autocrat. We don't have autocrats here. No, we got little slime balls here. We got little Andy Cuomo. This little guy. He, again, it's in the Trends Journal on March 2nd. On March 3rd, he put into legislation that in case of a health crisis, he would have executive order to rule over us. And boy, is he doing it. And look at all the stupid people that believe this low-life piece of garbage that has destroyed the lives of millions of people. Closing down businesses everywhere. Putting people out of work, out on the streets. Can't pay their rent, can't pay their taxes. But him and his little brother don't care. They got the millions. And like all these politicians, they could care less. They steal our money in the name of taxes. They don't have to worry about being out of work. But yet they make fun of a guy from Belarus because he says to the people, hey, live your life the way you want to live it. And here's what one of his quotes. Again, going back to who's dying, most of the people obese. Mr. Lukashenko noted that one Belarus victim was fat. The man weighed 297 pounds, he said. Quote, how can you even live that way? The virus attacks the weak. The virus attacks the weak. And we have to be strong. We have to stand up and fight for freedom. Because if we don't, we're going to die in war. And again, I'm a warrior, the Prince of Peace. And don't forget, this coming Thursday, go to trendsjournal.com, sign up for the webinar, and I'll take your questions and answers. Thank you all that you do in InfoWars for keeping the truth alive, and all of you that tune in. Support InfoWars. This is Gerald Celente.